want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going. You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody loves Dynamite.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
There are at least 20 women here for the Ugly Breast Contest.
Yay.
The winner receives a complimentary breast augmentation.
And before we start, and we'll bring the women right in, we want to say hello to Dr. Junta.
Yes. Dr. Junta, who is the doctor that has gotten involved with this, and we're very grateful for his services.
He's going to be doing the snip-snip and putting the bags, you know, the implants. In the winner's boobies.
Right.
So let's bring Dr. Junta in now. And Buzz, has anybody informed you that after we interview the doctor that he will be sharing your cubicle today?
Yes, this will be a judge's booth today.
The judge's booth. And what we'll do is we'll have the girls one at a time, because this is a big-time radio station, yet there are only in the main studio 3 microphones.
That is correct, yes.
So it would get kind of crowded. It's like when we do strip trivia. You know, we got to put people like in 2 and 3 different rooms because the station is so crappy they won't put any more microphones in here.
People sitting on other people's laps, it's really uncomfortable.
So we'll have Buzz and the doctor in the next room.
But yeah.
Myself and my...
Yes, sir! Right here!
And Robbie. Rob will be out on his cot having Doritos in the back of the room.
Right.
And then we'll have 5 judges.
Yes.
So there can't be a tie since there's 5 of us.
Beautiful.
There's me and Mike and
6
Rob.
6 judges.
And Bub.
6.
There's 2 Dr. Juntas.
There are 2 Dr. Juntas.
Oh.
All right, well, wheel them in, Robbie.
Here come the doctors.
Let's meet the doctors right now.
Here come the plastic surgeons as we speak.
The doctor's Junta.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Are you? Nice. Doctor, are you our Dr. Junta?
Right, Joe.
And you are Dr. Junta?
That's right.
Are you guys brothers?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
The brothers Junta?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, Dr. Junta, we are looking so forward to this contest today. What can you tell us about the implants that you'll be giving the lucky winner today?
Well, number one, they're free.
All right, well, we do know that. But what can you tell us? I mean, can you explain to us the operation and how you do it and the kind of results you get?
Sure, sure. The operation is usually done on the patient as an outpatient. They don't have to stay overnight. They come in that morning and they have some sedation the first thing to take the edge off their nerves.
Right.
And then eventually they're put to sleep. We go ahead and do the surgery. We make an incision underneath the breast to hide it. We make a large pocket underneath their natural breast.
Baby.
And
I'll get turned on by this.
It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
And then we go ahead and put the implant in. The saline inflatable implants are what available to us at this time.
And how long until the breast looks all new and beautiful?
I would say between 2 and 3 weeks.
That's all.
So, I mean, not only is this...
Fantastic.
It wasn't always an outpatient deal, right? I mean, it used to be a little more, but
years
it's...
Years ago, when we had the silicone gel implants, and patients were kept in overnight, and their bandages were left on for 6 days. And
so it's come that far where it's just an outpatient procedure, and then in 2 to 3 weeks, bingo, you got new breasts.
Right.
Cool. Let me ask the other Dr. Junta. Approximately how many breasts have you done in your experience?
You're asking the wrong one.
Well, I thought you guys are both doctors.
Right. He does... Different types.
Other types of plastic surgery. So
are you, male,
are you the breast man?
I'm the breast man.
How many have you done, then, doctor?
Oh, I've been doing them since about 1970.
Wow. So give me an estimate. You've done thousands?
I would say maybe a couple of thousands.
Couple of thousands.
Wow. So you know what you're doing.
Well, I've been doing them, like I said, since 1970.
Can I ask you a medical question?
Sure.
You ever get a pearl up?
No.
While you're doing that? No, absolutely not. Okay.
Well, my wife has fixed me before I get to go.
And guys, what is your website? It's www.plasticsurgeon.com, right?
Right. Can't you tell these guys, the other plastic surgeons, they're people that take care of that for them? Can't you tell?
They don't have a clue.
That's right. They just they get in there and they do. And you do a little plastic surgery in other areas?
That's right.
Okay.
What are some of the other areas that you do?
Well, top to bottom.
Will you do buttocks?
Liposuction, yes. Mm-hmm. And we can do buttocks increases. There are buttocks lifts and buttocks implants. Uh-huh. And actually even fat transfer. We can borrow from one area to give a little boost to the other area.
Wow. That's incredible.
You ever do vaginal plastic surgery?
We have. There is not a big demand for it. There's actually, that's a very interesting question.
Thank you.
Very good question, Don.
Thank you, Doctor.
France and Brazil, there are many more people interested in this kind of surgery, and it's actually got a title. It's called Surgery of Intimacy.
Surgery of Intimacy. Give it to the French to come up with a delicate name.
No surprise, the French need that.
Right. And mainly it is doing work to either reduce excess tissue or actually in ladies who are sagging in certain areas can plump them up with fat transfers.
Doctor, I hate to interrupt you here, but I have to comment on your tie. That is a plastic surgery tie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's a plastic surgery tie. That is very cool. He's got it. You see what he's got on there? He's got
looks
tummy
like an
tucks.
Andy Warhol tie.
He's
but
got
what
tummy
is it?
Tucks, nose jobs. Look at that. All the people that have little problems with that would need plastic surgery. Boob jobs on that tie. Very cool tie, doctor.
Yes, my wife gave it to me. It's a Nicole Miller. She told me to say that
for a plastic surgeon.
Have you guys performed surgery on your wives?
Silence.
No, not I.
How about you, the other doctor, Jonathan?
Excuse me, not cosmetic surgery.
Okay. what are you taking out her? taking out her kidney, or have you?
No. She
taking out her tonsils.
She had a little breathing problem and internal nasal.
She did a little rhinoplasty thing, or no?
No, well, not technically. Okay, just to improve the breathing. No
deviated septum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No external changes.
Very good.
How about you, the other doctor, Jonathan?
No.
No. Okay. Right, these guys are both stone silent.
Now they're doctors. You know, the bottom line is they're doctors.
Right.
All right, doctors.
I'm not that brave.
Excuse me, Doc?
I'm not that brave to operate on my own.
All right, there's your booth over there. Please go over with Dr. Burbank. Doctors Junta and Junta, it's a pleasure meeting you gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And we really appreciate your participation.
Thank you. Thank you for the implants we'll be giving away today.
I think it should be reassuring to the woman that's having this procedure that they were just about as uncomfortable as we would be in the operating room.
Hey, doctors.
Sure.
Hold on, I got a question. One last question. Doctors, come here for a minute. Can I smell your hands? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Get out of here. They all came in presenting their hands. We sure had smell.
They did in that medical way, you know.
These hands have been touched by God.
It's cool there. It's a brother act.
Cool. All right, Robbie, we need index cards, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we'll do is we'll grade each woman's breasts.
I want to make sure that I've got the grading system right here. We are 1 for the lowest and 5 for the best. The woman with the lowest overall score.
She will receive the free implants.
And the next one on the list will receive $500.
And all of the women get wonderful bustiers and lacy bras from Fashion Fantasy.
You know, it's at this moment that I'm realizing the surreal nature of what we're doing right now.
Fashion Fantasy, 1-800-637-6842. And we thank them for their patronage also. There is Buzz getting the doctor set. Now, Buzz, turn your microphone on. Let me hear what you're doing over there.
It's on. We're arranging everybody in what is virtually a closet in here.
Very good.
There's the doctors, both of them having a seat now. Buzz is doing his best to get his microphone set.
Buzz, I would recommend that during the commercial breaks, perhaps you have the good doctors take a peek at your scar.
I should.
Hey, show them right now.
Yeah, show them your scar,
well,
Doc.
It's all bandaged up. I'd have to peel the tape off, and I don't have any extra tape with me.
Oh, all right, gotcha. Are you still wearing a tampon on it?
Yes, I am.
And when did they say you'd be taking that tampon? Well, you asked the doctors.
It's actually a maxi pad, and I get to take it off, I guess when it stops weeping, I suppose.
Weeping.
When your sore stops weeping.
Right. Weeping.
Yes, sir! All right, well, Buzz is set with the doctors.
Very That's good.
Six judges. Everybody got your index cards?
Yes.
Okay, good. Everybody got number two pencil? Don't forget, we're going to be rating each woman individually. Let's meet them one at a time, starting right now.
One at a time, and we'll write the name at the top of the index card and the score right underneath.
Ugly breast contest. And I'm more than a little concerned about Lewis.
Yeah, he hasn't checked in, has he?
Just want to mention that before we get into the ugly breast contest. But if Lewis is listening, I hope he checks in from the IRS office.
All right, here comes Charlie Broyhill.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Up, and look at that, Mike. 26 women will be evaluating today.
26, what a turnout.
26 women will be evaluating today, and here's our first... Excuse me. Yes, that. Her name is Cheryl, and I know, Cheryl, you sent us the picture, the dominatrix picture, right?
Did.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
You're very brave to come down here and participate in our little game.
Oh, I show my breasts to everyone.
Okay, very good.
Now, Cheryl, obviously you're a lesbian. I mean, I would know that even without the T-shirt that says "The Lesbian Avenger, Too Pretty to Burn in Hell."
Yeah, Nutty Christian said that to one of our Avengers, Kelly, once, a promise keeper. And
so you're an active lesbian.
Well, yes, and I was here. I was lesbian number 9 for the Ellen Show.
Oh, and we did the Night of 100 Lesbians. Right.
Yeah. Would you be active or militant in your lesbianism?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Good answer.
And are you the husband or the wife in your lesbian relationship?
I'm not in a relationship right now, so I'm very flexible. I could, you know, I switch either way. Mm-hmm. You know.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, please, God. I don't know, Roseanne. I don't know.
Little,
what do you think?
Little Roseanne. I'm trying to think of somebody a little bit...
Shorter hair than Roseanne.
Yeah, shorter hair than
You definitely
Roseanne.
Got the lesbian haircut happening.
Of course. You spanked me with your frying pan on my birthday.
Maybe.
Remember I said I would take it off and put it in the drawer?
I think you're a combination between Roseanne and Newman from Seinfeld.
Oh, thanks. Hello.
A little George Costanza also in the face.
Little George Costanza. Thank you, but I have more hair than he does.
They definitely do.
Can I make a shout out? Yes. Anne the lesbian from Strip Trivia says hello.
Yay.
She says hi to you. Anne the lesbian. She won Strip Trivia a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave O the Fag says hi too.
Okay, all right.
Fantastic. I think we've covered the gay community.
All of our gay friends checking in. Cheryl, what we're going to ask you to do is take your shirt off, please.
There we go.
And while you're taking your shirt off, tell us why you think you have ugly breasts.
Well, first of all, I'd like you to meet Rachel and Louise, their names.
Ah, their names.
Rachel and Louise.
Because they have stretch marks and scars.
There we go.
Oh.
All right.
And Rachel is a little larger than Louise.
Well, now you've got some...
Something just came out.
Oh, she actually had something underneath each of her breasts.
She brought props.
What?
That's a little like a toy breast that's bouncing up and down with little feet.
Oh, look at this. It is a pacifier.
A breast pacifier.
A breast pacifier. And she also brought a breast. You know, like those chattering teeth that you wind up?
You know, when she first lifted those breasts up, I thought that those were part of her underneath there. It's a very, very scary moment. Now, what are you opening here? What is this?
Boob candies I got from the pleasure place.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the boob candy. Oh, look, Mike.
Yes.
They're like Hershey's Kisses.
I believe Cheryl deserves a round of applause for a full presentation.
And erasers, boob erasers, and penis erasers for the women or the gay
guys. Okay, all right. Thank you. Very nice, Cheryl.
Very, very good.
I should tell you that all of these penis and breast gifts will not influence the judges.
And they weren't supposed to. They were just from the bottom of my breast.
Now, your breasts are big.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are you looking to have?
Look at her playing with them.
Jesus Christ. If you win the augmentation...
You know, I can do this, too.
Oh, my God. I would say very little effort required to do that, also. If you win the augmentation, what would you have done? What would you want done?
Well, they have to be implants,
right?
I mean, that's what we're giving away, is implants,
right?
I would hope that I could switch with someone. I don't think I Do you think I need them to be any bigger?
Well,
no,
you know,
no, really.
I'll be honest. They could stand up.
Yeah,
you know
they
what
could
I mean?
Get
they
a little lift.
They're old. These are old breasts.
And,
they've been through a lot. Fingers strong.
What are those? Stretch marks. What are those? Are those, what are those spots?
I got scratched by the cat here and mosquito bites and stuff.
Oh, on her breast.
See, you know.
I think
what
this
am
is
I
a,
telling you?
This is a terrific first contestant that we're having here.
Those are some ugly breasts.
Thank you. Thank you. I
they're big, though. What size are they?
I think they're like 46 double D.
My God.
Yeah, they're big.
And I do show them, too, just about every week.
And if you would now please stand in front of the window with Buzz and the doctors.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
The doctors are also going to take a look here. And
contestant number one.
Doctor Johnson, think you could do something with this woman?
Yeah, she could be helped.
She could be helped. All right, then we're going to ask everybody at this point to please take a look at Cheryl's breasts.
Very good.
She's contestant number one, mm-hmm. Cheryl. And please rate them from 1 to 5. 1 being the lowest number you can possibly give.
That's right. That's terrific.
Right, keeping in mind that I think we're going to see more.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to be objective, too.
Should we announce our scores?
What I don't see why not.
All right. I'll give her a 1.5.
Oh, very good.
Those are pretty
good. Are we going to do decimals? Are we going to do half?
I think we should because I'd like... Right. Excuse me, doctor?
We just want to make sure we understand the rating system.
It's 5 is the best. 5 would be real good. They don't need them.
And we can use half scores. So okay.
And a 1 would be the one that you think most definitely needs the operation.
Got it.
All right, so I'll give her a 1.5. Everybody, hold them up like this, please, even though we're not on TV. Hold them up. Mike?
Due to the fact that we didn't use the decimals, I didn't know we could use decimals, I actually gave her a 2.
Very optimistic.
A 2, yes, a 2.
Robbie?
Robbie? Cheryl is so comfortable with her breath.
Hi, Rob. What do you give her?
I gave her a 1.5 down from a 2.
1.5.
I had a 2, but
all right. Now who's tallying these? Are they being
Charlie Broyhill or Rob? You know they're good with math.
Okay,
just hand them over to Rob.
All right, here you go, Rob.
Buzzy, what do you give her?
I give her a 2.
All right, and how about the doctors?
The doctors are not the doctors. Hold on. The doctors we were told before the show are not supposed to say what they think.
That's right. The doctors are not allowed on the air to give
that's
out.
Right. That's
thank
right.
you for remembering
yeah.
that, Mike.
Okay, it's just one of our little briefings right. we got before
the doctors
the
are not allowed. Are we allowed to give them out? Did they say that in the meeting?
I think we're fine. I think we can do that without any problem.
And the doctor simply cannot give out his rating. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Nice
round of applause for Cheryl, our first contestant.
Do I need to put my shirt back on?
Yes, you please.
Cheryl,
yes, please.
Please, Cheryl.
Oh. Quickly. There you go.
Thank you for coming by, Cheryl. We'll let you know.
Thanks for the props.
Pleasure. Enjoy the little jumping boots.
All right.
We will. Thank you. Now let's meet our second of 26 contestants. Yeah, you never hear me bitching about this job the way a movie star bitches about his job. This is a great job.
This is great. No craft here.
Here is Lindy.
Lindy.
Baby. Now, what could possibly be wrong with your breasts?
Hello, Lindy.
Hi, Lindy.
I'm supposed to stand or sit?
Stand, please.
Okay.
Stand, yes.
Stand.
So all can see you, Lindy.
Where are you from, Lindy?
Actually, I live just north of Kings Dominion.
Oh, by Richmond, Virginia?
Yes.
And you heard about the ugly breast contest, and you're a very attractive woman. You felt you had to participate. Why is that?
Well, my breasts need a lot of work.
Ah.
What do you think is wrong with them?
Well, I've gone through so much ridicule. All my friends have bigger breasts, and I have these big nipples for these little breasts, and they have little hairs on them. And
So the augmentation, was that the motivating factor?
Definitely.
Okay.
So definitely.
You got some big nipples.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know, guys. I was just asking everybody, and everybody says I don't look like anybody but myself.
You look like a little bit like Leslie Ann Warren.
Leslie yeah, in the face you do.
Yep, thanks. Absolutely.
And she's big like Xena.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
big strapping woman.
Like Monica.
Very attractive woman,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, right, Buzz. Like a much skinnier Monica Lewinsky. You're not a big fat ass like she is.
That's right.
Well, Lindy, enough small talk.
Could we...
take my shirt off,
yes,
huh?
Take your shirt off,
it's
please.
Time to see the breasts so the judging can commence.
There's a nice little bra underneath.
Yes.
All right.
Very small bra.
Very small bra.
What size is your bra? 34A.
Yeah. Little mosquito bites.
I have my little boobs.
There they are.
Oh, no.
See, I have little hairs. See how ugly they are? My husband told me to point those out.
I don't see the hair.
Is your husband, is he a catalyst behind this?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
I would say, it's just my opinion.
They're pretty.
They're very petite.
Not bad.
Thank you.
But also the type of breast that if the doctors got hold of them, they could do wonders with.
I think they're workable.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I don't see what's wrong with him, man.
I'm just enjoying this show today. I really don't see
what's wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
They're very nice.
And you just want them to be bigger?
I would really like to be rated a one is what I would really like.
You would. You know what? I changed my mind. I don't think we should give our ratings out loud.
Good.
Anymore.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I don't think we should anymore.
We should keep it a secret.
Because then the girls will know right away.
Absolutely.
If they've won or if they've lost.
I think it's a secret ballot, and then we will announce the winner at the conclusion of the voting.
Great. Because, see, your breasts aren't ugly like Cheryl's were, but maybe, you know, in some of the judges' opinion, maybe you're deserving of a nice set of implants.
That's true.
Thank you.
Mm. I mean, I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking that once the procedure was done, Lindy would be the type of person I'd want to see come back for, you know, the final.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, oh, and if we didn't mention that, whoever the woman is that wins the implants, she will have to come in a couple of weeks to show us, you know, the final goods.
I don't think
that'll
be a problem.
I'll be loud and proud.
Absolutely.
Now for the doctor to see contestant number
two. Oh, yes, if you would stand in front of Buzz's window, please.
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz, very, very thoughtful for the doctors.
Thank you,
Hal. Buzz.
For the doctors. All right, Mike, you and I can rate Lindy right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Robbie, there's my number on Lindy.
There you go.
My number on Lindy. There's Mike's number on Lindy.
Now, I'm not. It's going to be a secret. I don't want you looking at it.
I'm
very disappointed that I had to give her a high mark like that. I mean, because I know the low marks are what we're shooting for here today, but I had to be honest. I really did.
Okay, well, listen, nice seeing you, Lindy.
Nice seeing you, too.
I put her shirt back on.
Can't tell you how much I appreciate you participating today, Lindy.
I didn't see any hair there, Lindy. No. I really did. Was it like a girl's mustache, like very hard to see?
Now, let's be honest, Lindy. You were trying to kind of oversell the fact that they were ugly. And you know they're really not, but that's all right.
Thanks, guys.
They're quite pretty, actually. One more before a break, Charlie, please. One more. Let's meet contestant number 3 of 26.
And now I just believe with our conversation with Lindy, no losers in the ugly breast contest.
Well,
today.
Cheryl. Let's meet Angie. Here is Angie, contestant number 3. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Angie.
Cheryl might get a run for her money.
Oh, I believe we got a horse race here.
Hello, Angie.
Hi.
Hey, baby, where are you from?
Manassas.
Uh-huh, and what do you think is wrong with your breasts, Angie? Why don't you like them?
I've got pancake boobies.
Pancake boobies. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Angie?
I have no idea. Me and Cameron was trying to figure it out.
Hmm. And it kind of looks a little bit like Fergie in the face. You know, Sarah Fergie?
Yeah.
Hello.
A little Fergie and a little...
She's a redhead.
Yes. Little Fergie, a little Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
I'm just talking about the face.
Ah, yes, the face. Yeah. I'm just trying to give the whole picture here.
And you have pancake breasts?
Yes, sir.
Have you had any kids?
One.
Just one.
And you would love to have the process done, right? The augmentation? All right.
I need a lift.
You need a lift. Okay, well, Angie, if you would please take your shirt off.
That's right. Time to show us your boobs.
And let us see what's happening there.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Pull the shirt off over your head.
Go.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
Hold on. I need to see him again.
Yeah, one more time.
Really?
Yeah, there we go.
Can you just take your shirt off?
Yes, there they are.
Thank you. Now, those... As opposed to Cheryl's.
Yeah, a little more pancakey than Cheryl's.
Man. Perhaps.
Yep.
Them some droopy boobs.
Go show them to the doctor and see if the doc, you know, docs, what do you think? Got somebody you can help here?
International House of Pancakes.
Oh, my. Wow. Boy, I tell you,
we asked for it.
I thought Cheryl would be the clear leader so far.
Okay, Angie.
Good job, Angie. Way to go.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Angie.
Fantastic.
Everybody would please give Angie their rating. There you go, Rob.
All right.
There's my rating.
Same one I did.
Here you go. See my...
Yeah, and I'm not changing that grade for all the tea in China.
I thought that we had a low ceiling on this. I mean, there's
the
minimum. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then change.
You want to change it to the minimum?
Yes, please. Thanks. Now that my grade has been revealed.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Well, it'll help with the grading. If there's at least a 1.0.
Okay.
Angie, we really appreciate you coming in to participate in the contest today.
Hope you win, Angie.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thus far, you're the winner.
Good luck and enjoy your lingerie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Doctor, let me ask you about Angie there. What could you have done for Angie? Those were some ugly breasts. I think I could say that, you know, because she entered the contest.
Yeah, would augmentation help somebody like Angie?
In her case, an augmentation would be part of her reconstruction, so to speak. She would not only need a breast implant, but she would also need a breast lift at the same time.
Oh, very good. And you're capable of doing all those things, right, Dr. Junta?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen lots of breasts that are in that condition?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. See, he's
all right.
He's been doing it since 1970.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
Oh my.
That would be Cheryl, Lindy, and Angie, and we've just started the ugly breast contest.
We're just in the get-go.
Man, that's some ugly breast.
Fantastic.
We'll be right back.
The girl on the flying trapeze. She's the sweetest thing that's ever flown in with the breeze. And if you see her, tell her that I'm in love with her. She's the girl on the flying trapeze. She's the sweetest thing that's ever flown in with the breeze. And if you see her, tell her that I'm in love with her. She's the girl on the flying trapeze. Hey! She's the girl on the flying trapeze. Whoa! When I close my eyes, I see her there, swinging through my dreams. And I want so bad to tell her, yeah, how I really feel. She's the girl on the flying
Congratulations! By this time, you should have successfully gone through the first four dance steps in Let's Disco, and you're now ready to put them to music. Just to give you an idea of how this record is put together, we've set up the instructions in four sections. The walking steps and four-beat turn, the touch steps and the two-beat turn, the camel walk and camel walk kick, and finally, the triple or syncopated steps. We'll take each of these steps individually, talking you through them slowly at first, then to a normal four-beat count, and finally to the music. Be sure to keep the book handy in case you have problems. One additional word of advice. You have to listen closely, or you can easily get behind when listening to this record. If that happens, simply go back to the beginning of the cut and start over. With some patience and a little practice, we'll soon have you disco dancing with the best. So let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun. Good luck.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Let's get back to these breasts.
Very good.
That are just waiting for us. And I think our next contestant number four, is Michelle.
Michelle, enter and sign in, please.
Why don't you wheel her in? Here is Michelle. Baby.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I cannot believe that you are not happy with your breasts.
I'm very unhappy with my breasts.
Oh, Michelle, you're too hard on yourself.
I
like them already, and we haven't seen them yet.
Michelle, where are you from?
I'm from Prince William County.
Very celebrity good. You think you most resemble?
Well, I was told outside with all the other ladies while I was waiting, Kathy C.,
A little bit. Like Kathy C. meets a younger Linda Lavin.
I was also told Linda Lavin, but I didn't.
I think that's a disservice to her to say Linda Lavin.
Much prettier.
Yeah, she is, but there's a similarity there.
Can I have the gum, please?
Yeah, I don't like you chewing gum on the show.
Yeah, we don't allow. That's okay. We understand you're nervous. That's no. You're among friends here. That's the important thing to know.
And what is it that you don't like about your breasts?
There is no firmness.
They sag.
They sag.
I have two children. I nurse them both.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
One is higher than the other.
Oh, my.
And was your motivation the chance to win the augmentation? Is that what your motivation was to come down here?
And to meet you both.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Very nice.
Please take your shirt off.
There we go. All right.
Okay.
Here she's goes. Very nervous.
Where's the doctor?
The doctor's he's in the next room.
Do I have to show him in there?
After, yes. After you show
after
us.
After you show us. In Buzz's darkened room.
And then we will grade you.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
There's no way you're winning this contest. There is no way.
You know how badly I want this. I mean,
can I tell you something?
Badly. Mm-hmm.
You do not need this.
Oh,
get away from the window. Away from the window, everybody. Away
Jesus.
From the window.
But look when I bend over. They like...
No.
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 And listen.
A-OK.
Check out the...
Years I've
check out those...
As a matter of fact, this would be the first opportunity we're going to give the breast a round of applause.
Yeah. You don't need... Listen, you don't
Rob,
need this.
Hey, Rob, I think it's making her more nervous that people are like glaring at her in the window over there.
Yeah, we should clear
Can
out that space.
Can I still show the doctor? Because...
Please.
Sure.
Please, absolutely.
He gets a vote, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
The doctors are in the corner of the darkened room.
I'm telling you. Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe they can give you like a special rate or something. You're not winning this contest, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, you don't win that. Jesus. You don't need this. I mean, I just saw her stretch when she went to put her shirt back on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you need this. Get out of here.
All right, that's Michelle. That's our latest contestant. A round of applause
Please.
For Michelle.
Thank I'll you. Tell you right now, that's a. I'm going to tell you, 5-0.
All right.
5.0 I gave you. Oh,
okay. I can
man.
Four.
All right, here we go.
Man.
Very good. Very highly.
Damn.
Maybe yes. Bye-bye. Oh, little kiss on the cheek. Thank
I gave you.
You
2.5 for each nipple.
Good job, Michelle.
Jeez. Holy
very,
cheese
very
and crackers.
Nice. She's coming around to give you a little peck on the cheek. There.
Baby, I'll take some
shit. There you go. All right.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Well, she'll get lingerie, right?
Oh, yeah.
But no chance of the $500 of the augmentation.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to be happening.
Am I wrong about that?
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
She would win maybe if we had a perfect breast contest.
Yes, she had very, very nice breasts.
How big do you think those were? I mean, she was a small, petite woman.
Probably about a 36B, 36C.
That's fair.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. What'd you give her, Buzz?
You want to know the numbers?
We're not supposed to reveal our grades. You said you didn't want us to reveal our grades. I know, but we know that she's not going to win.
That's true.
I was just curious. You don't have to tell me what the doctor gave her. What did you give her?
I gave her a 4 on the scale that you just used because I don't think she really does need it.
Maybe.
This is a fascinating competition, though.
She was pretty good.
Yeah, very exciting.
Pretty good.
I like this.
All right, let's meet our next Michelle. Our next contestant.
Our next Michelle.
Our next Michelle. Our next contestant is number 5, and her name is Connie.
Connie!
And here she comes.
My name, Connie.
You know, another real cute woman.
Well, I'll tell you, there are, you know, it's, the day we took those phone calls to start this competition, we got a lot of calls from women who didn't like their breasts, and we were surprised at that. And we're surprised seeing a lot of these women today, including Connie.
Hello, Connie.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you from?
Fairfax. I live around the street.
Gotcha.
How you doing, Connie? You seem a little nervous.
Oh, Michelle. Nervous. Look at Michelle still lifting her shirt up out in the hallway.
Clear the window, though, please, for these contestants.
Oh, Connie.
My cousin.
Oh, is that your cousin out there?
Your cousin? Is she going to be participating
yes,
also?
Yes, she is.
Very exciting.
Rob, you should really clear the hallway.
Yeah, Rob,
there's too
crazy.
Much traffic out in the hallway. You think this is the first time we've ever had semi-nude girls on our show before?
I know. There's a lot of energy here, a tremendous amount of energy. Connie, why did you participate in the ugliest breast contest? You're a very attractive woman.
I hate them.
You hate
why
your breasts?
Why do you hate your breasts?
I've been obsessed with breasts since I was about 7 years old.
Me too.
Just loved looking at them. Couldn't wait to get my own.
Me too.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17 came. I never got them.
Okay.
Then I had a son about a year ago, and I got them a little bit. I had like little C cups. They were perfect. I loved them.
Right.
And as soon as I stopped nursing,
they
they're grosser
away.
Than ever. They're smaller than ever. They're like deflated little balloons. They're sick.
Okay. All right.
That was the best explanation so far of why a woman is participating in our contest.
I'm going to start dating again. I'm going to meet a nice girl and get
the celebrity I think you most resemble is like Gillian Anderson.
Yeah.
A little from the X-Files, because you're redhead like that.
Right? Yeah. Maybe a little better looking than Gillian Anderson, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you say you wanted to be a nice girl?
Yeah.
Are you lesbian?
Yeah.
Ah. How'd you get a son? Turkey baster, or are you bi?
Well,
you can answer that.
You know, you understand that. Is Cheryl the father? Your cousin Cheryl.
Great, she cracked me up.
Yes, she is. She's one of our favorite lesbians.
You don't want to answer that?
You don't have to answer it if you don't want.
It's a long story.
Long story.
All right.
You're a mother of one?
Yes.
Okay. And you're looking. Are you looking for a special someone in your life right now?
I'm looking to get back into the dating scene.
Very good.
It's been a couple of years now.
All right. Okay. Well, take your blouse off.
Here we go. This is Connie.
Well, she has a bra on underneath. Yes. I can see that.
She very eloquently.
And I can't. Oh, this is another thing. I went bra shopping like 3 times now with a friend of mine. I don't feel any of them. Like, there is not a bra made that fits me anymore. I got to get, like, the little girl section or something and try that.
What size bra do you wear? Oh, those are small.
They are small.
They're small, but they're not that bad. Look.
No, wow. They're not. They're small. They are very small.
They're small, and they're...
Show them to the doctors.
No, those are not the best-looking breasts I've ever seen.
That's right. But
those are not the best. This is not the best breakfast I've ever had.
But I will tell you that... Connie, I don't want to disappoint you or anything, but we may have seen worse.
There you go. Don't worry, I'm brutally honest.
Very good.
I don't think they're that great. You're a good-looking woman, but you look like my son when he takes his shirt off. Right now.
Here,
that's my rating on Connie, Robbie.
All right, there we go.
And Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.
Buzz, you got your rating over there?
Yes, we do. The doctor and I are both set. All right, the doctors have put their ratings in, and Connie, you are in the competition. And we thank you for your participation.
Yeah, right, Robbie. Okay, Connie, thank you.
Good job. You're the best contestant so far as explaining your reason you're in the competition.
That was Connie.
Boy.
Number 5. Let's get another one in before the break. Let's meet Jennifer.
Bring another one in here. Haul another one in here. Roll another one. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi,
wow.
Guys.
Hey, none of these women, well, almost... None of these women that we've seen thus far would qualify as dogs.
I would be... I am surprised that we have had so many attractive women participate in the competition.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Where are you from?
I'm from Nassau.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I would say Jennifer Aniston.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay.
Except without the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, and why are you under? Why don't you like your boobs?
Because I am the president of the Itty Bitty Committee.
Oh! What size bra do you have?
A-. Like, I actually don't have one right now.
Oh, you don't have a bra?
No, I don't.
No, brother.
But there's a little something there.
There's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquito bite, too.
Yeah. Okay, well,
love the outfit, incidentally. I really do.
Thank you.
Oh, you're the best dress contestant we've had.
Well, thank you very much.
Like fashion model.
Very Aniston-like in the dress today. You know, she looked like, let's see, from Friends.
Okay. Would you take your jacket off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that's a Buzz over there. He's there with the doctors.
And then would you take your shirt off, please?
You're in very good shape. You obviously were...
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are small, all right, but I don't know if I'd call them ugly.
No. You work out a lot, Jennifer?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't?
I just recently started running again, but no, I don't work out.
Is that a tattoo I see?
Yes, it's a tattoo.
Look at the tattoo.
Oh, look at a nice devil worship tattoo. What is that a tattoo of?
It's a tribal heart.
Mm. Yeah. Those are small... But I don't know if the word ugly would be a word I'd use.
No, definitely not. Unfortunately, we can't do that. No. It's impossible to call those ugly. And, this is a fun competition. I'll tell you that right now.
I've turned in my results. Mike, Buzz, you and the doctor, have you graded?
We have indeed.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. No, the doctor did not get to see.
Doctors didn't see.
Quick flash for the doctor.
Show the doctor what you got there.
He needs to step down off the podium.
And, doctor, how would you describe her breasts? Look at him staring.
How would I describe them?
Yeah. What would you do to hers if she won?
Well, I'm kind of standing in it, so that's better. Thank you.
We're turning the lights down for him.
They're small, but they're very well formed. They have a nice shape to them.
Right.
And they fit her frame well.
Yes, they do.
She's not a real large bone person, and I think they do fit her frame.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Doc.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Giggles. All right, and thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. Oh, we've got to listen to this right now.
For Don and Mike's Ugly Breast Contest, to win the breast augmentation, you must be female.
I hope so.
21 or older. You must not be pregnant. And you must be in good health with no pre-existing conditions, as determined by Aesthetic Plastic Surgery International.
Oh, I have no discipline. Let's just meet another girl. Turn the music off.
Very good.
Let's just meet another girl before the break. I know we're running late on commercials, but we run late on commercials every day.
Yes, we are. That's what we do, and we're having a good time. Bear with us.
Let's meet...
Hello there!
Hello. Mitzi?
Misty.
Misty. Hello.
Play Misty for me.
Hello, Misty.
Hello, Don.
Hi, where are you from?
Winchester, Virginia.
Look at me.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Punky Brewster.
Yep.
Maybe.
Punky Brewster.
I don't see it.
A heavier version of Punky Brewster.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with your breasts, Misty?
They're very uneven. They're my
melon. Oh, my God.
Oh, my wow. God.
Oh, my God. You just took her shirt off.
I just figured out Punky Brewster meets the late Sam Kinison. Okay. There you go.
Would you stand up?
I'm thinking more Roseanne.
Mm-hmm. Stand up for a minute, please.
I have a watermelon and a honey melon.
So they're different sizes?
Very much.
Look
very
how
much
low so. Her nipples
Double
hang.
D.
Yeah.
And a 38 double D.
Now, like Cheryl, you're holding them like you're comparing melons. You really are. I mean, there they are.
Oh, my God.
And gravity obviously has taken its toll a little bit.
It sure has.
Right.
Oh, my God.
There they are.
Let them go. Let them go for a minute.
Bingo.
Hey, would you bounce them against the microphone so everybody can hear them?
Okay, those are
some big ugly breasts.
Yes,
I will
they are.
Give you that, Misty.
Yeah, gravity definitely has taken charge of those.
Nipple thing, mm-hmm. You know. My mom said when I was pregnant that they look like, when they were really brown, that I look like an Oriental person. They look like eyes.
No, mom always knows best, Misty. Yes. Would you like to show them to the doctor?
When they were brown. Okay, can you stand in front of the window there?
Yeah, just over there. The doctor. To take a look.
Could those nipples be any more south than they are?
Doctor, anything you can do with this woman?
Oh, my God.
I guess this might be the lift and implant also.
This would be a classic breast reduction, and they could be made much more shapely with a reduction.
Okay. And you can even out the size?
Yeah. Oh, easily.
All you need is like a wood planer.
Oh, my God. Those are some ugly breasts.
Well, hey, Misty. Way to go. And you're happy with them, and I like that.
Thank
Misty.
You, Misty.
My mom has told me all my life how ugly they are.
Oh, really?
Oh, who's told you that besides me and Mike?
My mother.
Oh.
My aunt.
What are your mom and your aunt doing, seeing your naked breasties?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
we're
just
an open family.
You just tell mom and auntie to babysit the kids and shut up, all right?
She's in the car babysitting.
She's, well, good. Then she's doing what she should do. Yeah. Hey, mom, don't be so hard on Misty.
Thank you, Misty.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Judges, if you will please turn in your... Rob, there you go. There's my...
Excellent.
My vote for Misty.
Okay, there you go.
Mike, pass it over. Yeah.
Shocker.
Buzz, are you in the dock ready?
We've filed our scores.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to change my vote. Just as I said how great things were going.
Yeah, where's Jennifer?
All of a sudden, boom! Where's Jennifer? Where's Michelle? Hell, I think that Misty and Cheryl could be sisters. From what I just saw. Okay, that's not even half of our field. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
9:03 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Christie Rock and Roll Radio Show. With fun and frolic for all, some of you no doubt still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you, none other than the Marconi Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. Don, stop music. 14K. Music Radio.
14 carats gold.
14K, 70 degrees, cloudy skies. It'll be cloudy, a chance of some showers tonight with a low 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Easter, Sunday morning, too. Afternoon, high Saturday, 72. Jeff Christie at 14 in a row. Stick a thumb up in the air. Vanity Fair. 14K, music radio.
14K, yeah.
Good evening to you, music lovers, all across the fruited plain. It's 8:29 at 14K QV with the great 14K giveaway. Where you and your family can win one of thousands of prizes. Be listening starting Monday on 14K. You are smack dab in the middle of 14 uninterrupted hits in a row with song number one. 8:34 at 14K. Jeff Christie, Rock and Roll Radio Show, and fun and frolic for all, forging onward into the pitch of black on a Friday night. David Essex, rocking on in the middle of 14 in a row. 14K, music radio.
14K,
14 carats gold, 1969. 14K, hit line is open, 3339190 is the number. You got a favorite song, let us know about it. 14 hits in a row, and I got the Archies.
14K.
Music Radio 14K. Jeff Christie, often imitated, often mimicked, often copied, but never equal. And I am smack dab in the middle of 14 hits today, raw Ringo Starr. Billy Preston back it up on the piano. This is, oh my, my, it is in the top five. 14K, Jeff Christie rocking and rolling on a Friday night. In the middle of 14 hits in a row. Some people think it sounds like Bob Dylan. Some people think it sounds like Harry Chapin. Doesn't sound like either of those guys. I mean, Billy Joel, working on a piano man.
14K.
Music Radio 14K, Jim Shepherd and Spiders and Snakes. And with Spiders and Snakes, what do you get? You get cobwebs, a whole bunch of other goodies. Jeff Christie and Pittsburgh, it's a Friday night. We're working on 14 hits in a row.
I remember.
14K, Jeff Christie playing 14 hits in a row. I got a letter here from a girl named Mary Snerdley. Mary is a rich kid in Fox Chapel. Dear Jeff Christie, would you please play some of my favorite songs? I listen to your show all the time. About 75 songs on this list. Mary, if you're listening, why don't you send me a list of the songs that you don't want to hear? I think this would be easier. Take me 2 weeks to play some of these dumb songs. 8:57, that's the 14 to 14 in a row. You know how many minutes of solid music we just had? 48 and a half. Uninterrupted minutes of music in 1 hour. 70 degrees now. The skies are cloudy. It's going to be cloudy. A chance of showers tonight with a nighttime low at 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Easter Sunday morning. Afternoon high Saturday, 72. The Public Offender Program is aimed at the offender with the greatest employment handicap. It's designed to develop marketable skill and good work habits necessary to obtain gainful employment. For more info, call Goodwill's Placement Counselor, number 481-9000. Yes, now's a good time to get your Kawasaki at Heber and Fisher Cycle Center in Houston. 14K.
Happy On, the greatest adventure of escape ever filmed.
Happy On is now showing at the Gateway Theater downtown.
KQV, Pittsburgh. Music Radio.
14K. All hit music and little I Love You music from Charlie Rich. Very special love song, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
The Ugly Breast Contest, sponsored in part by Fashion Fantasy. 1-800-637-6842.
It's going swimmingly.
And, of course, we especially want to thank Doctor and Doctor, Dr. Juntas, that are coming by. And one of them is judging the contest today and will be performing the operation on our lucky lady.
And one of them is putting in the hallway.
Dr. Junta, what's your phone number there?
At the office.
No, your home number, please.
Sure, 845-7400.
That's an area code 703.
703.
703 for Dr. Junta, who's a fantastic surgeon.
Yes, has been doing this since 1970, so he knows his way around a breast.
He's done thousands and thousands. We've had some good ones.
Oh, we've had some awful ones today. We certainly have. It's been a fascinating show. It's been a fascinating stroll through the world of breasts.
Let's meet our next gal. Her name is Jen. J-E-N-N.
Jen.
And here she is. You know, I'll tell you who she kind of looks like already. She looks like Frasier Crane's wife. Lilith.
Yes, Lilith.
That's what everybody out there was saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. B.B. Newworth. Yeah, strong woman. B.B. Newworth. Right, Buzzy.
Right. Right. And very well-dressed. Another one of our well-dressed competitors.
Yeah, that's a nice... Were you a business lady or something?
No, I'm a teacher.
A teacher. What do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten teacher. Mommy.
And what motivated you to participate in our ugly breast contest?
I have ugly breasts.
I don't believe that. I don't like mine.
You don't like them?
Why?
Well, I don't have any for one thing. They're very small.
Yeah.
And I don't like my nipples.
Why? What's wrong with the nipples?
They're ugly.
All right, well, let's see.
As we say to everybody, and as we've said all week, we'll be the judge of that.
Mm-hmm. what a fantastic gig this is.
This is terrific. And you're not going to hear us moaning like those movie stars.
I am wearing a bra.
Anya, I see that you have a pierced navel also.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
She's taking off her bra. What are you doing the bra trick?
I don't know. Just feel like it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun to do.
I'm very nervous.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't be nervous.
Oh, my.
Oh, now listen.
Mm-hmm. Now my bra was too tight. See, I don't like this thing.
What, you mean your areola? Or the nipple?
There's another little bump on there.
I think they deserve a round.
I can't see it from here. I really can't see it from here. No, I mean, There's nothing wrong with those breasts.
No, no. And they, you know, the doctor said earlier, they fit your frame very nicely. But you got to show them to the doctor, too.
What size are you, Jen?
32A.
32A. Well, she's a tiny...
she's very tiny.
Skinny woman. All right, that's Jen, contestant number 8.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm getting plenty to share of my jollies here today, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a high number.
Jen, I guess it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, too, but you know, there's not a lot of hope you're going to win this contest
today. Yeah. Sorry, Jen, but we did enjoy seeing you with your shirt off. You know, if it means anything, you know, you really don't belong in an ugly breast contest.
You really don't. Absolutely.
You really don't. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm basing that on the frame and the way they fit the frame.
You received some very high scores today.
Yes,
I guess that's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, no, yeah. You know, it'd be interesting to see when all, and what we're going to do when we're done with this is all 20-some women will come in the studio and take their tops off, and we will announce the third runner-up, second runner-up, and then the grand prize winner.
Excellent.
At the same time, we can also announce the woman that got the highest scores.
Ah, very good. Okay, you know? That's terrific.
Good. So nice seeing you, Jen.
And that woman will be forbidden to ever complain about her breasts.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you.
And it just might be Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
thank you, Jen.
Cheese and crackers.
Wow. Fun. Boy, this is a lot more fun than I expected it would be.
Mm-hmm. You believe all these women think they have ugly breasts?
Yes, a lot of women that, you know, just don't know what they have.
Imagine if we did a beautiful breast contest.
That's right.
Hey.
Perhaps that's phase two.
All right, now here is our next contestant.
Wow.
Kathy. Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, where are you from?
From Manassas.
And celebrity you think you most resemble?
You probably won't know her. Do you ever watch The Young and the Restless?
No.
Okay, well, there's a girl on there named Lily.
Lily?
Is your earring like in...
Yeah, it's right in the side of my...
It's like right in that...
Your earring is not...
It's not in the lobe.
It's not in the lobe.
No, it's like, in that little flap of skin that no one knows what to call.
Didn't that hurt more than getting your ear pierced regular way?
I've actually had like 5-6 different piercings, and this was the least painful of all.
Oh, really?
Of them. Yeah.
All right. I've never seen
a... used to the pain.
I don't think I've ever seen an ear pierced in that part, the little flap that goes over the ear hole.
I think it's kind of cute.
And very interesting.
I will tell you that Kathy is not fat, but she is not...
I'm a big girl.
She's big. I mean, classic big-boned woman.
Big-boned woman.
And what do you think is wrong with your breasts? You look fine with your shirt on.
Well, yeah, because I'm wearing, like, the super industrial strength bra, which, by the way, on the way here, I broke through.
Oh, look at that.
Like, to point that out. I think that I've got, like, semi-decent breasts, but the thing I don't like...
Oh, look at how fast you took
your shirt off right away
if
here.
If I don't do it now, I'll never do it.
All right, she's diving right in.
The minute I take them off,
yes,
they hit the ground.
They are not as bad as some others, though.
No, but like, okay, can I show you something?
I can't.
No, what do you want
to... Can I be honest with you? I just had a discussion with a woman who was in her car listening to this show right now, and I can't touch you. Perhaps Rob Spiewak will do that for you.
Don't touch me. I want you to see what I have to look at.
All right, I'm going to stand above her and see what she's looking at.
Look at that.
Yes.
You know, I have to look at it. That's terrible.
I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You have big. Look. You have big breasts.
I've got
yes.
Marks
all right. You do have stretch marks.
Yeah.
All right, but that's because they're big.
Terrible.
We have seen much worse today. And I see you have a nice pimple underneath
because,
there.
You know why? Because my bra that like rubs into my skin. It's just terrible.
What size bra do you wear?
A 38 double D, and I'm slowly moving out of a double D.
To a larger cup size?
To a larger cup size.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the nipples, they're really small, and, like, you can't see anything. Look at that. Everyone else has these big, pretty brown nipples. And I've got, like, little bumps. What is that?
All right, show the judges over in the other room, please.
Show the judges,
show
please.
Buzz and show the doctor.
What was her name again, Donna? I
her name is Kathy.
Kathy, all right.
Kathy, contestant number 9. Contestant number 9.
Okay.
All right.
Very good,
Jeff. Keep them in mind. You saw what I have to look at.
I'm really sorry that you broke through that brassiere. I certainly can understand why that happened.
I'll get compensated, though, right? I get a new bra.
Yes.
Right.
No, you get a new bra no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. Everybody gets nice lingerie.
All of our ladies get that.
Good. Lovely, frilly lingerie.
Can I have your rating, please?
Mm-hmm.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a fair score.
Buzz, are you
kind of middle of the pack?
You and the doctor in on that?
The doctor's still thinking about his. I've got mine entered.
Doctor, what do you think about her?
Enter.
Doctor, a fixable situation here?
She has surgical correction to make the breast a little smaller, lifted.
Mm-hmm.
She's what we call an ideal candidate for.
All right, thank you, Doc.
That's very good. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Dr.
And
Detroit.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. That was nice meeting you, Kathy. Pleasure meeting you.
In a good way.
No, we're laughing at the doctor. We're not laughing at you.
We were not laughing at you. We were laughing at the doctor.
An ideal candidate. Let's meet contestant number 10, Stella.
Stella!
Stella. Oh, please.
Wow.
Oh, no, wait.
Please, I can't believe that you're in this contest.
Wait.
Hold on, don't unzip your jacket yet.
Okay. Yeah, we have to draw this out, you know, for entertainment purposes.
Okay.
Stella, where are you from?
Well, originally Pennsylvania, but from here most of my life.
From here. Another good-looking woman. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, I've been told Tom Hanks' wife.
Yes, or Rita Wilson.
That's,
yes.
That's a ringer right there.
Natalie Wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both are correct. Kinda.
Combination of the two.
Yeah.
Now, Tom Hanks' wife, she does have the tig old bitties.
Yeah, I saw her in that, that thing you do. You know,
she really does. Well, she has the push-up bra with the cocktail waitress suit on.
Absolutely.
Like these?
Yeah. What's wrong
Should
with
Should I
your...
hurry up? Well, these aren't real right now. This is what I have to do because I don't have any boobs.
What do you mean? You got
so
like
I have to.
Oh, you have falsies
take
in?
Them out.
Oh! You know, she has those.
Psychologically traumatized I am from this. Now, here's the real me.
She has those rubber things that we were playing with a couple of weeks
That's
ago.
That's right. Now, do you wear those
Would
a lot?
Like I wear them from the second I wake up until I go to bed. See how warm they are? They're just.
Yeah, let me feel.
You can touch those.
A little smell.
And I tried to clean them before.
Yeah, she does wear these.
They're very warm.
Those are like the things
Here.
That we got one day.
No,
right?
I slam them together, see?
Oh.
There you go. Oh, he has one.
Oh, see, yes, we have
Are those
too.
The ones that we got?
Those are bigger. Look at the.
Isn't that nice?
And they have a nipple
Do
on them.
Do we have two of those, Rom?
Yes,
Maybe she'd like to try those on.
Brown. Well, I don't know if they'll fit in my bra.
All right, well, let's. Come
we
on, take.
One.
Let's see what, let's see what
well,
you've got.
That's big enough for me.
Okay. Let's see what's going on
she
right now.
No,
she wants
and
a bigger boobs, obviously.
I have many kids, so that's why.
How many kids?
Three.
Mother of three.
All right, here we go.
Mother of three.
She's taking her shirt off now.
I wish there was a drum roll. We're waiting.
Now she's taking her.
Very small.
Okay.
Yes.
See, that's why I'm...
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm with you.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. Don't get happy yet.
Okay.
Don't get happy yet. All right.
I'm
the doctor. Don't forget the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Please show Buzz and
show
the doctor.
Doctor, please. Show the doctor.
Oh, do I have to walk around?
Yeah, you have to walk over there.
He's right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You see those nipples?
Here you go. She can have these if she likes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'll give you mine. They're warm.
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand. So those little falsies that you wear all
Brother.
Around and... And how long have you been frustrated with your breasts?
Since before you had kids? Yeah. Well, okay. No, actually, I don't even remember because they've always been so small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be a bitch if you were single. If I was dating you.
Yeah.
And then you take your bra off and you see you got those falsies in there.
But see how nice it looks?
Yeah.
Yes. Surreal.
And you know,
and I
as an
come
ad,
back and show you them every week once I get them done.
As an ad for falsies, that is a great
Perfect.
Ad for falsies because I mean, no one could ever tell.
No, I wear a bathing suit. I wear them in my bathing suit. I mean, I tell you, from the second I wake up, they're right there.
All right,
Stella.
Cool. All right.
I think you're in the contest.
Yes,
you are. Yes, you're in the hunt.
I think you're. I think you're one of the finalists, probably.
Are you like me in that you would love to see the improvement if Dr.
Oh, yes.
Jesus,
yes.
Got his
Absolutely.
Hands
yeah, that's going to be, you know, we've said that, right? That's part of the deal. That
sure.
Whoever the woman is that wins this
right.
has to come in a couple of weeks and show us what's doing. Okay, one more contestant before the break. This is Vanessa.
Hi. Vanessa.
Hi. Vanessa, it's another Jennifer Aniston lookalike. It really is.
Absolutely.
I'm out there. I kept asking everyone. They're like, Sandra Bullock, the girl from Forces of Nature. Not Sandra Bullock, obviously, or Jennifer Aniston.
We are really getting some very attractive women.
Yes, we are.
This is truly something.
But as we just found out with Stella, many times could be deceiving.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Because
it's the breasts that we're judging. We can't see the breasts.
Vanessa, are you wearing falsies right now?
No, I'm not wearing falsies, but I'm wearing the Miracle Bra.
Where are you from?
Fairfax.
And what do you think is wrong with your breasts?
They're small. I had a child. I breastfed. Mm-hmm. They're saggy. Can you imagine having saggy, small breasts?
Wow.
Not
okay.
very pretty.
Saggy, small breasts.
Yes. And
taking
I have
her
hair, too, which
her
I have to share.
Right now.
No,
they are. They're small.
They're small.
Oh, those are. Boy, you are flat.
Yeah.
I'm flat.
They are
saggy.
Small.
You are flat. I don't see the sag, but I
no,
see the flat.
No, they're saggy. Believe me, when I lean over, they're point. They're
no,
point.
Yeah. All
they're
right.
Yeah.
They're small.
Okay.
They are
right.
small.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that. But there's a lot of competition.
I know.
Okay.
Well, now, I will ask you, Mike, to look carefully, and you will see, like, a little mini roll of fat. As small as they are, there's, like, a little roll of fat.
But look where they are. They're down here. They're sagged. There's nothing up here for cleavage. Nothing.
Show them to the doctor, please.
Yeah, okay. That's,
That just a step down there.
That's
the doctor's
contestant number 11, Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Number 11.
Vanessa is another contestant who I, you know, with the doctor's work...
Yeah.
I'd love to see the results.
Me too.
And I'd be totally willing to come in and show the results.
Sure you would. Okay, get out of here.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Put your bra back on.
Thank you.
That's Vanessa.
Thank you very much, Vanessa.
Well.
It's a fun contest.
Yeah. Listen, Some flat girls been coming in here today. Not necessarily big, ugly, veiny breasts.
No, not at all.
Lots of very, very, very flat girls.
Yes, flat, but still, you know, we don't mind studying.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. Thank you.
Best hairdo so far, too.
Okay, well, you know what, Charlie? One more before I break. One more.
Good.
Just one more.
Enjoying myself.
Just one more. This is Monique.
Monique!
Contestant number 12, baby!
Hello, Monique.
Hey, Brown Sugar.
How are you?
Come, you dance so good.
All right.
Hi, Monique. Where are you from?
I'm from Washington.
And celebrity you think you most resemble?
People tell me I look like Donna Summer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really, really do. What's wrong with your breasts, Monique?
They sag, they're small, and they have several scars on them from wearing, like, those push-up bras, and the wires come out.
Kind of like a permanent indentation, that type of thing?
Yeah, it looks awful. Okay.
Well, let's see.
So you're not happy with them?
No.
All right, and you're hoping...
I have two kids, and they just drew them out.
Now, the kids, once again...
Kids will do it to you.
Little crumb crunchers.
Those darn kids.
Okay, well, let's see. All right, here we go. Have to stand up.
Stand up, Monique. We've got the doctor over here, and we're over here. And Monique is now revealing her breasts.
She's taking... I don't know about that, Monique.
Oh, Monique.
I don't know, Monique.
No, Monique.
Oh, listen. We've seen much worse today, Monique. We have seen much worse.
They are small.
Monique.
I have no cleavage.
Oh, yes, you do.
Awful would be. Oh, come on.
Scars all over me.
I don't see any scars, Monique.
Look
Monique.
Awful.
Didn't I see you on a Playboy channel of women in color?
Look, I'm trying to make money.
I know you're trying to make the case for augmentation, but.
Show Buzz and show the doctor, please.
But I should tell you, Monique, there's a lot of competition. A lot of competition. Here you go, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine, Monique. They're very well-formed, Monique.
You're fine.
They really are.
You have nothing to complain about.
You can't. You can't complain.
I'm sorry. Have you seen any of these other women's breasts that we've looked at today?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then you know we're not lying to you. You know we're not lying to you.
Can I get half price?
Half price. You know, I would recommend all women, take that up with the doctor. Who knows what special he's willing to offer.
All right. Thank you, Monique. A baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I see the motivation here. You know, some women with very nice breasts want them to be nicer.
Mm-hmm. They're all fine.
She's fine.
I mean, we've had a couple of clunkers today.
Yes, we have. We've had a couple of clear leaders.
And we've still got more girls to go when we come right back. Buzz, you and Dr. Junta having some nice conversation over there?
We are. I'm learning a lot today.
Ah, very good. I know you like the pharmaceutical information that doctors give you.
I love to talk medical. I love to talk surgical.
Sure. Dr. Junta is the doctor who will be performing the surgery on our winning set of breasts. Dr. Junta, as of this moment, we've seen 12 girls. Mm-hmm. Out of those 12, have you seen, without giving away any names, have you seen one that stands out above any of the others?
And needs help?
Yes, and needs help.
Yes, there was one lady, I think she was around number...
Don't worry about it.
Don't give out the number, but
right.
You've seen at least one.
Oh, yes.
Who you think you could really help.
Several others are close behind her, but she seemed to have the most problem.
And are there contestants that you see today, Doctor, that you look at saying, I really would like to have the opportunity to make that woman look better, and that's the perfect case example of someone that I can really help?
Right. Okay. Yes, I've seen that several times.
Okay.
Seen some pretty hot girls today, though, haven't you, Doc?
Yeah.
They're pretty.
Yeah. Hard to say too much.
Yeah, I know it is, Buzz. Okay, our next contestant.
Oh, God, I got an ice cream headache.
Ugly breast contest, contestant number 13. This is Heidi.
Heidi.
Here comes Heidi. Hi, Heidi.
Another
beautiful
woman.
I find this hard to believe all these women are in this contest.
My God, we've got to do this again.
I really expected that every woman would look like Beatrice Arthur that came in this contest today.
Wow.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, how are you?
You know who you look like? You kind of look like that girl that was Jim Carrey's wife in The Truman Show.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I don't
know
what
the actress's name
Laura
is.
Laura Linney.
People have told me that I look a little bit like Jewel.
Yep. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even more so like Jewel.
That is really true.
Where are you from, Heidi?
I'm from Fairfax.
And what do you think is wrong with your breasts?
Well, they're very perky, but they're very small. I think if they were a little larger, they'd be absolutely perfect.
And your primary motivation for participating in the contest was to win the augmentation?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, well, will you take your shirt off, please?
I will.
All right. Okay. Jewel, a Jewel lookalike.
Oh, man, you are small.
They are small. But I must emphasize, they are perky.
They are perky.
Very perky. And unfortunately, perky, a lot of times that kind of pushes you out of the running for the ugliest breast.
That's true, but if they were just a little larger, they would be.
You know, that looks like Rob with his shirt off, to be honest with you. He does have almost like a boy's body. I mean, she's...
Oh, geez, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, no, I don't mean your whole body. I just meant, your chest.
I'd like you to show them to the doctor, please, so he can take a look.
Now, I see him from the side.
See, I'm over here at a different angle.
See, well, I just see him straight on.
She is perky.
Thank you.
Oh, no, the doctor wants to get a better look at it. Thank you.
That's a nice job. And just think, we're doing this one day on our radio show. The doctor gets to do this every day.
You know, when I saw you from the side, I have to reevaluate.
Yeah, I've got to give her a higher number. I'm sorry, Heidi. But
don't count on winning this contest, Heidi.
There's really... There's very little hope for you winning this contest. I have to be honest.
You got nothing to worry about.
But you're going to have a good shot at the lingerie. I mean, everybody gets a lingerie.
It's not if she gets a shot at it or not.
So you don't go away empty-handed.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Really appreciate it.
Hate to disappoint these women, but it's like they come in and they think that they've got something wrong with them.
And they don't, and it has to be made clear.
If you lose, you do so with the knowledge you're all right.
You know, that's what started this all, is that a woman called us up and said, boy, I'm really unhappy with my breasts. And we said, what woman could be unhappy with their breasts?
That's true. And then we got the phone was ringing off the hook, and we found out a lot of women feel this way, and I think we're finding that out today.
All right, here is Julie.
Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
From Alexandria.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Probably another Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, okay.
We got some Jennifers today.
Yes, a lot of the same colorings of Jennifer Aniston.
And what's wrong with your breast, do you think?
Well, as you can see, my body is sort of an hourglass, but my breasts really don't fit in with it.
I should say Jennifer Aniston meets K.D. Lang a little bit. A little K.D. Lang-like, but longer hair than K.D. Lang.
Yeah, she's taking her shirt off now.
Yes. Now, you see, you have an hourglass.
Excuse me, I lost my train of thought there for a moment.
You have an hourglass
figure. Right, I have a very small waist and a prominent butt.
And you feel like your breasts don't match the rest of the body.
They aren't in proportion with the rest.
She got the little boy's top again, though.
Yes, she's got small breasts, and we haven't seen them yet. She's wearing a tank top, and now, would you please
take it off.
Your breasts?
Take it off.
There they are.
Well,
they're small. Also a little bit too pointy. They should be more rounded.
You want them more rounded.
And can I see you from the side? Well, yeah.
Mm. Less than some, more than others.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and your primary reason was it for the augmentation? Is that why you participated in the contest?
Yes.
Do you think they're ugly?
Yeah, you do. They're too pointy. They should be rounded, and they're just not in proportion with my body. I have small waist, big hips.
They're small, but they're perky. Would you show them to the doctor?
They are kind of pointy, though, Mike.
Yeah, they are pointy.
Yeah, they are pointy.
Right, just take a step.
Can you step down there and stand in front of Buzz in the
darkened room? Guys, just a little light, just a tiny little bit of light.
Buzz and the doctor is sitting there like,
I can't even see you in there.
I finally have somebody to vouch for me. I'm doing this at the doctor's request because the glare on the glass is so tremendous and the glass is so dirty. We can't see through it.
Is that real, doctor?
That's true what he's saying.
Okay, thank you, doc.
Thank you very much for your insight, doc.
Could you do anything with her, doctor, with Julie?
Yeah, she could be corrected, I think, by breast implants.
Very good.
Good.
Very good, Julie. That's good news from the doctor.
All right, Julie.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Julie.
Julie. Let's meet Melissa now, who is our 16th candidate.
And we want to thank all of our female participants today.
Got lots of flat girls coming in today. Not necessarily ugly, but flat.
This is who?
This is Mariah.
Right?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa.
Melissa!
Oh, hold on, I got him out of order here. I'm sorry. Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
Annapolis.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't, and no one gave me any.
Let me get a good look at you. Can you stand up? Joan Crawford.
Can you stand up? I mean, a younger Joan Crawford. Just to let you know, in her prime. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Christine, can you say Christina?
Christina.
Christopher, damn it.
All right.
You get the call on that, Mike.
Yes, yes, definitely Little Joan Crawford. And what was the primary reason you participated in our contest?
Well, for the ugly breasts.
Yeah, well,
and why do you think they're ugly?
Because you need to see them now.
Yeah, I'd like to hear first why you don't like them.
Okay, because of the two children that I've had, and they've just, you know, taken them away.
Another woman with a kid's story.
Yeah, with the kid's story.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go.
Well, a little pancakey.
Yeah, a little pancakey.
Little pancakey.
But she's small, she's petite, and, you know, in proportion, they're a little pancakey.
Mm-hmm. Will you stand to the side, please? Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm with you.
And step down and show the good doctor who's in the other room, the medical expert. Can you see okay now, doctor, with the glare?
Yeah, just face the
horrible
face
glare that has been blinding Buzz for the last 4 years.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, you.
Okay. All right, we got you. We've evaluated you.
Very good. Thank you very much, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa. It was a pleasure seeing you.
Okay.
You're you know, in the hunt, but maybe not.
You're not anorexic or anything, are you? Damn, I mean, I see her ribs poking through. I mean, really?
She's very thin.
Look at one of the Afghan refugees.
Very, very thin.
Oh, hold on, got to do a break before we meet our last round of women here, Robbie. We got to do one more set of commercials.
This is Zach. You're listening to the Ugly Breast Contest on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
This is it's moving quite swimmingly right
now. The Don and Mike Show.
You and Mike.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay. Is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay. That cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with the Maze getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie, my diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat, and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Easy top and high class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Bays at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95 KPR. Tigers take on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action. While the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Power 95, Maze on a roll at 5:37. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
What could I do when I was Celestia?
I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called kines. Akines, akafonta tuna don. It is a good fortune, Ista Don, to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. Outstanding
entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
I thought that all the women were back in the green room and the room where guests wait.
Yes.
So I went out the
main lobby?
Yeah, I went out through the lobby, and all 20-plus women are laying on the floor out there, and they all start screaming at me, like, how come I'm not winning? How come I'm not going to win? Then they start screaming, why don't you show us your penis?
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Boy. You're accosted.
We went running. I'm not ashamed to tell you, I ran into the bathroom.
Run and hide.
And then I came right from the bathroom, right to the studio.
Well, they're all, very confident women that would participate in something like this. They may have low self-esteem about their breasts, but they're confident to come in here and show us.
They are a rowdy bunch. And I think we have six more to meet, and then we'll pick our winner. Hold on, here's a call first. Hello?
What?
I thought this was Dennis from the IRS. As it turns out, it's Murphy from FLA.
Oh, yeah, Dennis from FLA, yes. I'm in the studio with a hot pot 1430.
Oh, WTLQ?
Yeah, no.
WWLO.
WWLO, Gainesville.
Oh, Gainesville, Florida, right. Yeah. Hot talk.
And, Don, yes. I heard you earlier about me and the agent, but thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Dennis, we are very busy.
Goodbye, Dennis. What?
Hey, for people in Gainesville, I'll be at Don Pablo's at 6:45.
Oh, come on.
Don Pablo's.
For goodness sakes.
Dennis and his radio tour.
Okay, let's meet our final women.
It wouldn't matter what we were doing on this show, Dennis would still call in.
Sure. Hey, everybody, Dennis will be at Don Pablo's tonight.
Yes.
And here is our next contestant. This would be contestant number, I lost my place. What's your first name?
Mariah.
Oh, this is Mariah. See, Mariah and Melissa were out of order there.
All right.
Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
Where are you from? They call the wind Mariah.
Absolutely.
Where are you from, Mariah?
Western Maryland.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't have the foggiest clue.
Boy, I tell you, this is...
I don't look like many celebrities at all.
No, you don't.
No.
I'm trying to think who you look like. It's hard. It's a little bit like Jeff Daniels.
Oh, thank you.
you know, a little
very
bit.
Much.
Linda McCartney, I think.
Linda McCartney meets Jeff Daniels.
that's flattering. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a new thing I'm doing, Mariah. I'm actually, if I'm having trouble finding women that match up with you, I actually will bring a man's face into it. I've done it with Newman, and I've done it with Sam Kinison, and it's worked rather well today. So pardon me, I'm just kind of doing that on
okay,
a regular
so
basis.
Boosts my ratings. Okay. There we go.
Gotcha. Mariah, what do you think is wrong with your breasts? Why do you think
they're off? They're just flat. I'm flat as a wall. People are at the beach. Men have bigger breasts than I do. I'm a mess.
All right. Well, let's be the judge of that.
Okay. You'll be the judge of that.
Let's see what's
here we go.
Doing there.
Okay.
And she's taking her top off now. And
taking
off
my top.
There we go.
Those are maybe the smallest ones we've seen today.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oops,
whoa.
Yes. Yes,
absolutely.
They are. They are small,
and she's big and lanky like Brooke Shields is.
Yeah. There's a little of the Brooke Shields in her also. There.
What size bra do you wear when you wear a bra?
Well, that's mainly when, but 36 AA.
36 AA. All
36.
Right.
How do you get a 36 out of that?
That's a wide. The cup size is the size of the breast, but if you've got wide shoulders. Like wide shoulders, then that would be the size. Would you like to show the doctors?
Yes,
right
please.
Oh, my God.
There we are.
Those are not great.
There it is.
Those are not great.
Okay. All right. We're going to give you the little grade here.
Those are not great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mariah.
Thanks Mariah.
For participating.
Thank you, Mariah.
This is getting tougher. We got a lot of good candidates here. I'm just writing. I'm redoing my high score.
I think Mariah used to be a man.
I What's that?
You think Mariah used to be a man?
No.
Come on. No,
not at all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to remind me of, what's that movie with the guy from Third Rock from the Sun? The World According to Garp.
World According to Garp.
Lithgow, buddy.
A little crying game action.
He's an actor.
I am an actor.
All right, our next contestant is Danielle. Let's bring Danielle in.
Ah, Danielle. Here comes Danielle.
Nothing but feminine here. Hello, Danielle.
Look at this. We have an ivory girl coming into the studio now.
Damn, you're wholesome looking. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, where are you from?
I am from Fairfax.
And you are so nervous, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's so. Don't be nervous. You're among friends here. Celebrity you most resemble?
I was told the lady off of Jerry Maguire.
Yes, Renee Zellweger.
Right. And a little Renee Zellweger and a little bit of, you mentioned Third Rock from the Sun, Jane Curtin. Just a little bit of Jane Curtin, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Okay. What's wrong with your breasts?
They're hang to my knees, stretch marks, and I just don't like them.
Oh, my.
Now, we know looking at you, they can't possibly hang to your knees.
Close enough.
Okay.
All right, well, let's see.
Let's see them.
Let's see.
Here we go. This is Danielle.
You notice how we really cut down on the small talk.
Yes, you know, we get...
Oh, they're pierced.
Pierced.
They're pierced. Well, now, you know, I don't know.
I don't think we have a winner here.
Will you turn to the side, please?
It's hard to tell because she's holding her shirt up, which means her arms are up.
Buzz would like you to take your shirt off.
Buzz Burbank.
Well, if, you know, if we want to be objective.
That's Buzz and the doctor.
That's the darkest it's ever been in that studio. I didn't see you, I swear to God. It's like you're lurking in the shadows.
Now listen, Daniel, you've got a little something there.
Daniel, may I see, please?
Not ugly, I don't think. Ugly in the least.
No.
No.
Two kids.
Pretty impossible to call those the ugliest breasts, Daniel. I hate to disappoint you, but it's the truth.
No, Daniel, I don't think so.
I think so.
No. I don't think so.
And the piercing, you know, two kids, but still kind of a happening woman.
I think so. Hippie chick.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Danielle.
That wild side, you know, that innocent little face, and all of a sudden, the wild side when you see that pierced nipple.
Thank you, Danielle.
And to the doctor.
Very nice meeting you. She was the most nervous.
The doctor.
I didn't get
to Danielle, the doctor. Dr. Giggle needs to see you. He's right there.
He's right over there.
In the dark room with Buzz.
He's right over there.
What do you think, Doc? Give us a bird's eye view. We turn to the side, please.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I would say that for the doctor, that's probably what he does all the time. You know, turn to the side. Let me see. Thank you. For us, it's just like,
nah. We want to thank Dr. Junta, who's going to be doing the surgery. Dr. Junta, what's your phone number again? Time for a plug.
931-1801.
That's in 703, correct?
That's correct.
He does good work. And we'll see the results in just a few weeks. Here's our next contestant. It's Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Another very petite contestant.
Where are you from?
Stafford, Virginia.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, I was holding the line from the girl is Jennifer Aniston, another one.
Jennifer Aniston? No, there's some other celebrity I can't think of her.
Damn it. Let me get a good look at you.
Winona Ryder-ish in there, maybe, somewhere.
Winona Ryder? Winona Ryder is like pale.
Yeah.
Isn't that like Beetlejuice you're talking about? She looks nothing like Winona Ryder, I don't think.
I'm trying to think here.
Buzz, what do you think?
I can't see her face.
Will you go look at Buzz? Just show Buzz your face.
She looks a little bit like that Laura San Giacomo, or however you pronounce her name, from the magazine Just Shoot Me, the magazine show.
Yes!
Okay. The face.
Excellent call.
All right, very good.
Giacomo, or however that's pronounced.
Yes, sir, right there.
Okay, Rebecca. And Rebecca, why are you disappointed in your breasts?
I've had four kids, twins. They're sagging, stretch marks.
Twins?
Yes.
How old are the twins?
Three. Just turned three.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's see.
Okay.
Yes, please. Here we go.
Yes,
this is Rebecca. Pierce navel.
Okay, yes. What are you doing?
It looks like I have something, right?
Right, in your bra. Yes, it does. Okay. Looks like you got a little something.
We've seen some small breasts today.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now,
very small.
Now, hold on. What is that underneath?
It's just wrinkled and...
Because of the kids? Because
they come, they go.
Right.
They come, they go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got some major wrinkles on your little breasts. You definitely do.
There you go. That's show the good doctctor. And you just step down, and the doctor's right there, and he's
and look at from the side. When you look from the side, you really see all the stretches.
That's
and everything.
The pancakey thing.
Thank you.
That we've seen before.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you. All right, well, Rebecca, you may be in the hunt.
Thank you,
you
Rebecca.
You may be in the hunt.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. You are very welcome.
Very petite.
She got a pierced navel also.
Yes.
You saw.
A lot of piercings today.
Pierced navel.
All right.
You could help her, right, Doc?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Oh, yes. Here is her next contestant. And if you're counting at home, this would be the 19th woman, which would mean the 38th breast we've seen today.
We've seen a lot of breasts. More breasts than we've ever seen on this show.
Here is Breeze.
Breeze?
Breeze.
Boy, unless
Breeze.
You're wearing something fake, Breeze, I'll tell you, you look like you have nice breasts under that shirt.
No, well.
Nice tan, too.
Yes, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I will tell you right now, you look like Demi Moore, I think.
That's what I'm told,
yeah.
Definite Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Very hot.
And another very petite woman. A woman. How tall are you, Breeze?
I'm 5 foot.
5 foot. All right.
5 foot. Yeah. Mm. And I think the best smelling woman that's been in this studio today. I got a whiff of you all the way over here.
Very nice Breeze.
Yeah.
Unlike some of the Breezes that come into this studio.
And what's wrong with your breasts? Why do you think you have ugly breasts?
I've had children. I'm very broad up top. My ribs stick out more than my breasts do, and from having kids, they're down here, they're not full, and I'm very broad, very muscular.
You are very muscular. I mean, you're not in a bad way. You're very muscular.
Yes, but if I had the boobs to go with it, I think it would look good.
All right, well, let's see.
We'll be the judge of that, Breeze.
Let's see, please.
Breezy
unbuttons her blouse.
Taking her blouse off.
Breeze.
Breeze. Summer Breeze.
Now, this is a Demi Moore lookalike.
Nice.
Oh, Breeze.
Nice tan.
Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please, Breeze.
Breeze.
Hey, that rhymes. Please, Breeze.
Breeze, you don't have a chance of winning this competition.
Oh, geez, Breeze.
There's just no way.
So.
No way it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Look at that. But we are sure glad you came in.
And you got the all-over tan, don't you? You got the Vish tan.
Yes.
How'd you do that?
I went to the tanning bed last week.
Maybe.
I guess this is kind of a formality, but you have to show the doctor over there.
And Buzz.
For the doctor. And Buzz.
Can you step in front of Buzz's window? Because
yes.
He's got it so dark over there.
The doctor's over here. There's the good doctor. What do you think, Doc?
Yeah. Please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's...
All right. That's it, Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze.
Don't have a chance.
Number? This is a four, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a four.
Okay. You don't have a chance of winning this competition.
Thank you, Breeze. Enjoy your free lingerie.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes.
And that tan...
Nothing wrong there.
Nothing wrong at all.
Let's go to Terry.
Terry, our next contestant.
This might be the last one. Charlie, is this the last one? Oh, no, we got one more after this. Here is Terry, our second to last contestant. Hello, Terry.
Hello, children.
All right, Terry, what do you... I always... When somebody carries something in here, I always wonder, what is it?
They're anti-vomit pills.
Anti-vomit
pills. You're that bad, you think?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Terry?
I'm from West Virginia. I drove all the way here for this.
West Virginia.
Gotta be ugly.
Virginia. And why do you think your breasts are so ugly, Terry?
I look like a cow.
You look like a cow.
And I got something that no one else out there had.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Hairy.
Oh, dear.
You can't say the T word, but you have hairy boobs?
Yes.
Hair, okay. Hairy.
That's a new wrinkle, so to speak.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
They say from my smile, Liam Rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go with that.
Dead ringer.
All right, well, let's see your hairy boobs.
All right, here
she's unbuttoning her blouse now.
Terry has driven all the way in from West Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia. All right, there we are.
Not only are they lopsided.
Right.
Oh, they are lopsided.
Droopy. Yeah.
And droopy.
Stretch marks.
Yeah.
Yes.
And hairs.
Hairs.
I don't see the hairs.
Very hard to see. Very hard to see the hairs, yes. Yes, there are hairs there. Yeah. Show Mr. Geronimo the hairs, please.
Hairs.
Very downy little hairs.
You know what? Hold on.
Can I lean over? Cow udders.
You know, one really...
Just stand up for a second and look. They are so lopsided, though.
And one is much larger than the other.
Oh, so much.
Show the doctor that. Look at that doctor. Now, listen.
Good doctor.
He's right there in the next room.
There you go.
Have you seen a woman like this before, Doc, that's got one that's hanging so far lower than the other one?
Unfortunately, I have.
Unfortunately, he has this, probably constantly.
You know what? I'm going to have to give her a very low score.
Okay. Yes, very low score for Terry.
I would say.
A very low score, simply because...
Do you want your anti-vomit? Are you feeling
it's
okay?
It's not... It, Terry, I got to be honest with you. We're giving you low scores, but we may have seen some worse breasts.
Although, I don't know. Let me see again. Because look at...
You got to see the hair. You got to see the hair.
It's not even the hair. How come your left one is so much bigger than your right one?
Here we go.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you very much for driving all the way in.
Thank you. That's Terry. Now we have one final contestant to meet.
The last contestant. Let's meet her now.
And then all the women will be coming in the studio to take their tops off. And then we will pick the winner.
The winners are, will be calculated after this.
Now, are you Sky?
Hi, Sky. Boy, you are tall. Wow!
Damn, you're a big woman.
My goodness, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1", flat foot.
6'1", flat foot.
Wow. Yes. You are a strapping woman.
Man, you're Xena-like. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Xena.
Xena, yeah, with a green.
Absolutely.
Big. What is, what's wrong with your breasts, Sky?
Too big.
Look at that bra.
Lopsided.
Uh-huh. Lopsided. Oh, there's her bra right
these
there.
Ugly things. I wear 38G.
I remember when you called us.
The 38G, yes.
And you can't find pretty things to wear. I've nursed 3 children, so I have a lot of gravity action going on here.
Right, right.
Okay, well, let's see.
Let's see him, Sky.
I'm very curious to see a 38G.
All right, 38G.
Okay.
G is about to be... Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are huge.
Okay, but we've got, you know...
Yes, gravity has taken its toll.
See, I don't like being rude right through, like, a woman's face. Those are not the prettiest breasts I've ever seen.
Not the prettiest. No, not the prettiest by any stretch of the imagination. Would you show them to the good doctor, please? These are Sky's...
Take a look. That's a 38G.
Breast. Large breasts for a large woman.
38G as in gross.
She's very big boned.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sky.
That
and
Sky,
I got to tell you something. You are in the hunt.
Good.
Yep. You are in the hunt.
Think so.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you, Sky.
And is that the last contestant?
Is that it, Charlie?
That's it.
I think that's it.
Here you go.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to have to do a commercial set before we announce the winner.
Right. And then after commercials, we are going to announce who has the ugliest breasts and will be augmented by Dr. Junta.
Okay. Now, once again, to review, Cheryl, Lindy, Angie, Michelle, Connie, Jennifer, Misty, Jen, Kathy, Stella, Vanessa, Monique, Heidi, Julie, Melissa, Mariah, Danielle, Rebecca, Breeze, Terry, and Sky.
One of these women will go home with the title of Ugliest Breasts from the Don and Mike Show.
What we're going to do is call all the women into the studio, have them all take their tops off. Then we'll do it like on Miss America, where That's we'll right. announce the 5th runner-up.
Yes.
4th runner-up,
mm-hmm.
3rd runner-up, 2nd runner-up, and then the woman with the ugliest breasts in Radioland.
This is going to be very, very exciting.
And now all the judging has already been done, so it's up to our producer, Charles Broyhill, to tabulate those results.
He is calculating them as we speak.
And we will have the answer for you right after this.
This is Entertainment Tonight for Monday, August 10th, 1998. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Bob Goen.
And I'm Mary Hart. Thanks for joining us. It was a celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry fans for an evening full of surprises.
I always go in the airplane bathroom. Even if I don't have to go, I got to go in there. It's nice. It's like your own little apartment on the plane, isn't it?
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying. I was not expecting that.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time.
I'm thinking, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
While the out-of-line audience members were removed from the theater, Jerry's otherwise adoring fans had high praise for the comic.
It was unbelievable. It was everything I expected.
You don't get too cocky, my boy, no matter how good you are. Don't ever let them see you coming. That's the gaffe, my friend. You got to keep yourself small, innocuous, maybe the little guy. You know, the nerd, the leper. Look at me. Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you? That's your only weakness, as far as I can see.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
We got a guy who will confess to the fact that he was in line to buy his dolls at midnight.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who's this, please?
Billy.
Billy, hi, Billy.
What's going on, guys?
Billy, were you in line at Toys R Us or some other toy store last night?
Yes, I have to confess that I was.
Really?
How old are you, Billy?
I'm 18, sir.
18, sir. What particular action figure were you in the market for,
Billy? I was after the Luke.
You were what? What, Billy?
The Luke.
Billy, could you maybe be less like maybe an 8-year-old on Christmas morning and pause and tell us?
Oh, he's excited, Mike.
The Luke guy, Joe.
He's had all day to play with his new Star Wars dolls. Listen, Billy, hold on. I think we got an adult here on line number 5.
You're looking for the 40-year-old, aren't you, Don?
Hey, Nathan?
Yeah.
Nathan, how old are you, Nathan?
23.
All right, now we're getting closer. Working our way northward.
Yes, good.
You waited in line last night?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Star Wars is the bomb.
Star Wars is the bomb.
Hey, you know,
you have to get in line for these kind of things. You have to work it. You have to... I'm so hyped on the movie that... You got to be the first to get the toys. You just have to be.
All right, you get calls like this, and it's kind of lending credence to your theory about the big sales.
Now that it'll make more than Titanic,
skewing a little younger than originally predicted.
Sure, lots of guys like this will go see that movie.
It's going to sink Titanic. I guarantee you that.
10 or 20 times this guy will go. So when you waited in line last night and the doors finally opened, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a little south of Sacramento, California.
All right. So
California.
What time was it? Midnight when the toy store opened?
Midnight, 12:01.
Midnight. Was there a giant rush of sweaty fat guys to get in there?
Yeah, about 20 fat guys and about 20 fat women.
20 fat guys, 20 fat women. And how many toys did you collect?
I got about 15 of them.
15 of them.
What are you going to do with 15 dolls?
I'm going to take them to my grave.
You're going to save them? Do you have other action figures at home?
Oh, yeah. I have the old ones, too. I was about 6 years old.
And you don't feel any shame at all about the fact that you got up at midnight and waited in line to buy children's toys?
No shame at all.
And you didn't buy them
for your... I was there at 10:30, as a matter of fact.
You were there at 10:30?
You didn't...
10:30, so I waited an hour and a half.
You didn't buy them for your children, right? You bought them for you?
I bought them for me, and maybe if my children, if I ever have children...
If you ever have children.
Oh, okay. All right, so question
making
answer.
An assumption there that he
all
has
right.
children.
Question answer.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
I think I might have a separate grave for my Star Wars figures, though.
Did you resist the urge to pry open the plastic wrapper with your sweaty hands and play with the dolls, or are you going to keep them in mint condition?
Pristine condition.
Right.
Well, what I did was, I bought one, Darth Maul. I bought two of them. I opened one, I kept the other one. And I hung it on my wall.
One for playing, one for collecting.
One for playing, one for collecting. You got to do it.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Baldies.
Bye-bye, yeah. Hey, go ahead, call us Baldies. That's okay.
He's about ready to play his new game, Darth Vader Goes into the Cave.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah. And how long until somebody from an emergency room, one of those nurses, calls us and says they got a guy to eventual location?
That's right. Darth Vader going into the cave to find the giant pink room.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Baldy.
Hey,
listen. What happened to you in Tampa Bay?
We got anally taken.
Oh.
Listen, you can call WQYK. That's the best thing you can do.
I plan to, but, I mean...
We have no control over that kind of thing. You know that, don't you?
Oh, my God. I'm dying here.
It sucks.
Yeah, the whole station changed its format. There's nothing we can do about it, but it would help, really, if you called WQYK in Tampa Bay.
I am going to be calling them as soon as I get off the line with you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hey.
Appreciate it.
Miss you, man.
Yeah, miss you.
Already.
You know, we should have taken that other offer back in December.
Yeah, we should have.
Had another station on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So we did what we're supposed to do.
Company loyalty, it's called.
Mm-hmm. We went to CBS and we said, hey, we got another station. And they said, no. You're on a CBS station in Tampa Bay. They right. want you. They're going to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to call that other station back. Here's me calling the other station right now. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, over the weekend I was in Old Town Alexandria.
Yes.
And I saw a record store that had a listing for an album called The Sound of Don and Mike, Pull My Finger.
Hmm.
What, is that anything you guys have put out? Is that something that someone's not supposed to be putting out?
No, probably not. You know, I was on eBay over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just for snicks, I typed in our name.
Right.
And I saw, like, our videotape on eBay.
They've got that on eBay?
Yeah, on eBay. So I don't doubt that there's a bunch of bootleg tapes and CDs and
I think some of our
stuff.
Early fart sound effects were on that Pull My Finger record, right? Wasn't a record called Pull My Finger? If they've repackaged, I can't imagine.
Could be, Mike.
Wow.
Weird things have happened, man.
And where are the royalty checks?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Yes, Star Wars, buddy.
Were you there?
Yeah, well, I'm down in Florida. I didn't want to deal with the crowds, so I went to Okeechobee.
Where is Okeechobee?
Lake Okeechobee in the middle of Florida. They ain't got nothing but fishing poles and rifles and your fish bait over there at this Walmart.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you get a good-sized bass there, can't you?
So I was the only guy there digging through Star Wars.
All right, so you went, where are you calling from, like Fort Myers or something?
Fort Myers.
All right, so you went from the large metropolitan area.
With all the hordes.
To a smaller community where you could be the only idiot waiting in line at midnight.
Correct.
Well, they had a toy store there, then, huh?
A Walmart.
A Walmart, yeah.
Walmart. So you were the only guy there?
Only, well, there was a couple guys coming through going to get some crickets for fishing, but yeah.
Right, and what did you buy?
Oh, I got all the figures. They had the ships, all the play sets. But, see, here's the thing. A lot of collectors who are going and hoarding this stuff, they're looking for variation. They're looking for the first card or the first variation because there's changes. They change things. Yeah. And then the people take this stuff and put it on eBay. So that's why a lot of people were getting crazy.
So wait,
cause
are you an entrepreneur who is looking to sell these to some other poor schmuck later, or are you simply one of the guys?
Buy them, I turn around and I scalp the hell out of them and get my money and pay for college for my kids with them.
And now, see, that's cool. Brilliant. More you're power
putting,
to them.
You're putting your kids through college by buying Star Wars figures?
So you can buy these figures for $5-6 each. And you got some guys out there crazy enough, they want it so bad, they'll pay $40-50 for it.
You add that up, I guess
scalpers,
it's a lot of money.
The collectors hate it.
The collectors hate you scalpers?
Oh, yeah. I'll go in and buy hundreds of these things and leave none for them.
Oh, my God. All right. Has anybody thought about the children and all of this? Do kids even want the Star Wars toys, or is it just an audience of middle-aged men?
All I know is we're kicking the crap out of Yugoslavia, but I think still we are ripe for an invasion right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was at Toys R Us last night buying Star Wars figures.
What time did you get there?
3 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Herndon. I went to Toys R Us up by Billy's Crossroads.
3 o'clock at a Toys R Us. I'll tell you something. 3 o'clock at a Toys R Us. I hope the FBI was out there with cameras.
No, man, I wasn't waiting in line or anything. I was just driving by, and I remember, you know, watching news that morning, and they said that they were going to have the toys out. So
3 a.m. Monday morning. You know,
3 a.m.
You know, get the Polaroids out. You know, take pictures of all those guys. Put them up on a wall somewhere.
So I get out cruising, and I saw, Toys R Us. Wait a minute. My action figures is there. I could not sleep. I could not sleep with visions of Luke Skywalker dancing in my head.
Well, some of them were already sold out. People already bought out some of them in like 3 hours.
Really? What did you buy?
I only got four of them. I got both the new bad guys, and I got Samuel L. Jackson.
And how old are you?
19.
Do you play with them?
I don't know. This is like the first action figure I've ever gotten.
Do you live with your parents?
No.
You don't. So you were out to 3 o'clock in the morning. Was that before or after dinner?
That was...
you stumped him there, Mike.
I got him.
Just before breakfast, we got something.
You stumped him there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you're busting these Star Wars guys out.
Why?
Because aren't you the one that's got all the Star Trek uniforms at home and...
Yeah, I don't have dolls, though.
Yeah, but don't you have, like, the phaser? Didn't you steal something off the Enterprise bridge?
Yes, but I will tell you the difference, okay? Welcome to my hypocritical world. I will tell you the difference. All of the Star Trek stuff that I have is stuff that was really used on the TV show.
Okay.
Really used. It's all authentic. I got a real uniform that was really worn on the show. I got a real phaser really used on the show. And furthermore, don't laugh at me, Mike.
I'm sorry.
I got a panel that I pried off Picard's seat on the Enterprise when we were out there.
I was there for that. That was very cool.
And furthermore, I never waited in line at midnight to get any of that stuff.
Right.
I know, but I've heard you talk about this and get just as excited as these
guys. Well, you're talking about a man risking his life to get that thing off the set of Star Trek. I remember when we were going, they were taking us on one of these little trolleys to go to the next part of this tour, this VIP tour we were getting, and Don jumps off the little tram and it vanishes.
Because the sign said Star Star Trek closed set.
And then the next thing, I think we were at the Universal Studios store.
That's when we went out there to be on our City Hall show.
You came into the store and said, hey, look at this. And it was actually from the set of the show. So not only is it something from the real show where they were taping it, but it was also something that was, that was gotten by hand. Very special.
Hold on. All you guys that want to bust my balls, hold on. My son's calling, and I'm sure that he wants to call to bust my balls, too. Hello?
Want to bet, Dad?
Want to bet what?
That you don't have any action figures?
Uh-oh.
What action figures do I have?
Oh, you have a ton of dolls.
I do not. What dolls do I have?
Man.
You have those three Batman dolls.
That's right. He's right. You do have Batman dolls.
Every Batman figure.
You have John Picard doll.
Everything that I have was given to me as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something that somebody gave me.
Well, you could have given it back.
Dad?
Yes.
Dad?
Yeah.
Why do you stop in at that doll store at Ocean City every time we go.
Man, I don't stop it at a doll store at Ocean City.
Well, then why did you buy the little McDonald's house?
What is he talking about?
Listen, this is brown.
See what I mean? I get nothing from my family. Hey, I'll explain it to you.
Dad?
In part of my room in my house, the one room in my house I'm allowed to decorate the only way that I like.
The cave you're talking about?
Right, in my cave. Mm-hmm. I've got like an old-time McDonald's sign from when hamburgers were 10 cents.
Right.
When they had the little hamburger guy with the Chef Boyardee hat.
Pop culture collectible.
Yes. And I went into the store and they had a little teeny tiny McDonald's with the arches on it.
Like a figure?
No, it's a little house.
Building.
It's a little McDonald's house. So I bought it.
Hey, Dad.
Would it be a toy house, right?
No, it's not a toy house, Mike. It's not a toy house. You couldn't fit any other dolls in it.
Well, you could put maybe the Batman on top of the...
It's very small. The Batman is much bigger.
Well, I remember Buzz gave you the Batman.
It would be like the 40-foot tall Batman.
No, he has more Batmans. Not just the ones Buzz gave him.
Does he have little ones?
No, he has like pretty big ones.
Right, and they were all given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you...
And Bart, I want to tell you something. It's
what?
Only because I love you and because you're my son that I am not continuing this fight like I do at home.
Well, Dad...
Because, see, I go through
Mom
this...
Mom just mentioned something to me.
I go through this all the time with my family,
Dad,
about my belongings. Yes.
Remember that little Sprout doll you have?
With the green giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a little stuffed Sprout doll.
Right, that's a collectible.
Then why do you play with it?
Oh, come on.
God.
You know what, Barney? You know what? You know what I'm going to talk about now with you?
Don't you dare. I got to go. Bye.
All right.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
Okay. Wait, Mom wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Great. Let Mommy pile on.
Okay, here she is.
Sure.
I didn't want to talk to you.
Can't you control them? For goodness sakes. Here I am. I'm trying to make a point to all these nerds that are waiting in line to buy their Star Trek toys.
You know what I think? You know the way people that hate homosexuals fear that they're a little bit homosexual themselves?
Oh, here it comes.
Connie.
Here it
this
comes.
Is what I figure with you. You don't like these...
I don't hate homosexuals.
Dolls. I know. You don't like the nerds with their dolls because you think you're a little bit nerd with dolls yourself.
Honey, I'm not a nerd with dolls, and I wish you would take that back now. There are millions of people listening to this right now.
I would say they're becoming quite an effective 1-2 punch.
I know they are. My wonderful family.
Yeah. You decide. The listeners can decide who they could believe. The honest Bart and Frida.
All right.
For you.
Yeah, very honest.
All right. Bye,
please.
Petey.
My ungrateful family checking in again.
Oh, God.
The freeloaders that live in my house and eat my food.
You're here slaving away, providing, putting food on the table.
Checking in again. There they go. Thank you, family.
What thanks you get for providing them with that roof over their heads?
I never bought a Batman doll. I never did, I swear to God.
Does this go on occasionally at home?
Occasionally, every night. Either sit at the breakfast table or the dinner table
right.
with us. Every day. You know what it is? It's to make ourselves feel better by busting Dad's balls. That's what it is constantly. And then, you know, when I fight back, when I say something back, well, then, of course, I'm the cruel one.
Yeah, I'm seeing that already. I think that's... Dads have to endure that. I think
right.
that's just part of the territory.
You know, meanwhile, what's it going to be like Leave It to Beaver?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, they came home and they said, hey, my dad's a great guy because mm-hmm. he works real hard to give us this fantastic living style that we're now very acclimated in.
That's back in the days in the 50s, you know, when mommies their job was to build daddy up. Remember that thing we read? That thing.
Well,
that
my wife has failed that job.
Well, that's I think back in the 1960s that started that transition started to occur. Dads are no longer in that that category.
Well, I don't care what they say. It's still retarded to wait at midnight at Toys R Us to buy a Star Trek, Star Wars toy.
You read a thing from the 1950s. I forgot what it was, but I still think about it. And it's something about, it's something that's a primer on how
to be a good wife.
How to be a good wife and how a woman should prepare the home.
Mike.
For when you still have it. You still have it.
I do. I got everything.
This is the funniest thing. See?
I got everything.
It's good to collect things.
How to be a good wife from a 1952 high school home economics textbook.
That's it. That is it. That is the one right there.
I got it right here.
Great.
Well, you know what? Let's do a commercial. So I'll read it to you when we come back from commercials.
Oh, and if you've never heard this, this is the best.
Okay.
Unbelievable. It's the best. And it's like, seriously, from another planet. But it was actually, you know, it was written for students to learn.
Let me alert my wife that that's coming up.
Oh, that's good. I think all wives should listen to this.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, hey. Son. This is your hero on the phone. Could I talk to Mommy, please?
She's inside at the cleaners.
Oh, at the cleaners.
He's, all right. He's listening in the car.
All right, well, tell her I got something good coming up after this stop set.
Oh, she'll be back in time.
Hey, hey.
What?
What was that? Did you just burp?
No.
I just heard a burp. I swear to God I did.
Well, I promise to you I didn't burp.
Right, was it a soda straw?
What, do you have your burp machine there or something?
No, I have a lollipop.
A lollipop that burps?
Were you slurping the lollipop?
Maybe.
You know what I caught him doing this weekend?
What?
He had a friend over on Friday night, spending the night.
Right.
And I go upstairs to his room at about, I don't know, 9:30 to tell them to, you know, start winding down, right. Get ready to go to bed. I go in there. Hey, Bart, Doug, I walk into his room. He's got a little spray thing of, what's that, Bianca?
Banaka.
Banaka,
right.
The stuff for bad breath.
Right.
And a pack of matches. And I go, what are you doing? And he says, you know, like it's nothing. He says, I'm just showing Doug how you can light Bianca on fire.
Banaka?
Banaka, I'm sorry. Bianca is Bianca Jagger.
Yeah, you'd have to probably go to the old days of Studio 54 to do that.
So I say, what are you doing? He says, I'm just showing him how to light it on fire. I say, we don't play with matches in this house. Give me this back. And then I get a bold-faced lie. He says, well, I've done it in front of other adults. And I said, well, you haven't done it in front of me or Mommy. So,
Dad, it's not a lie. I have done it in front of Mom.
Mom told me when I came downstairs to tell her on you, she told me that that was not true.
Yes, he did. I forgot. Yes, he did.
Oh.
Oh, no.
See, I shut down again.
You can't
shut down again. What, Robbie?
It just reminded me of a safety tip from college. Never, ever take about 15 hits of Banaka and then blow out a match.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, doctor.
Sir?
I understand you have two cases of self-inflicted wounds.
Yes, sir, we do.
Get them out of here.
Yes, sir, one of them has developed a very serious infection.
I don't care if he dies. Just get him someplace, but out of here. It doesn't belong in the same building with men who've been wounded in battle.
I'll see it to move, sir.
One more thing. There'll be no battle fatigue in my command. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Battle fatigue is a free ride. Yellow Belly's ticket to the hospital. I'm not going to subsidize cowardice.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, where's your helmet?
I don't wear a helmet when I'm in the hospital, General.
Start.
I can't use my stethoscope when I'm wearing my helmet.
Well, then cut two holes in your helmet so that you can. And get those yellow bellies out of here today.
I'll tell you, it was really hot today. It was worth the trip in, wasn't it? Just it was so hot. It was so hot today, I saw a robin dipping his worm in nest tea. It was so hot today, I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles. It It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, if you want it your way, cook it yourself.
Help you, boys?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry. Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke. And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am. A Coke.
Be up in a minute.
The Don and Mike Show.
Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, I did have a satisfactory weekend.
It was filled with satisfaction.
Yes, it was. Lots of satisfaction.
Yeah.
A beautiful weekend in the mountains.
I trust it was satisfactory.
Yes. With my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Satisfactory weekend.
Ah, wonderful. It's always nice to get away and find some satisfaction.
As Mick Jagger sings, I can't get no
satisfaction.
All right, we gotta stop that.
Nobody knows why we're laughing. Just let me tell you something. What we're doing right now?
Yes.
Funnier than anything we're gonna do on the entire show today.
Yep.
I wish you guys knew why it was so funny.
Just enjoy yourselves and enjoy the program.
I hope the show brings you much satisfaction.
I have a feeling at the conclusion of today's broadcast that all of our listeners will be satisfied.
Okay, enough.
That's it.
Because we're very close to getting in trouble.
I understand.
Okay.
Yes.
A couple of quick things about the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
First, because I'm just a nerd with no life, I did watch part of the NFL draft on TV.
Yes.
And I know it's not popular to say this, but I think the Redskins, our team, screwed the pooch.
You shocked me when you said that to me when I came into the office today. Mm-hmm.
I really think that they did. They had a chance to get Ricky Williams.
Right.
And they didn't get him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ricky Williams is an MF-er. He is.
So you think he is going to be...
He's it, man.
He's going to like... See, they've had some of these guys that haven't lived up to the hype.
Please. The Redskins, you mean their running game is solid with Steven Davis?
So you think they should have gone and gotten Ricky Williams?
Yes, I do.
Mike Ditka looked happy. You're right about that. You showed me that picture.
Oh, Ditka. He's the funniest. He is just the funniest. First off, you know, the guy made a mistake, at least I think, Ditka, by coming out a month ago and announcing that he would trade everything
showing his hand
for Ricky Williams. Yeah, I mean, you got to know that Mike Ditka probably has played poker before.
Yeah, I think he could have probably, you know, given up a little less and still been able to get his man.
But still, he got the guy that he wanted. And then yesterday when he had the press conference, Ditka had the wig on where he's got the dreadlocks.
Right.
You know, that guy's got some balls. If nothing else, he's got some balls.
Well,
Ditka does.
I read in the paper today, they say that it will be successful for New Orleans if in his rookie year he runs for 1,500 yards and scores 12 touchdowns.
He will.
If he does that, then they're set.
I bet money on it right now.
Really?
The guy is a coconut-headed MF-er to the nth degree.
All right, so you really think that the Redskins should have gone for that?
Yes. Please, the Redskins are being made out as geniuses because they got all these draft choices.
Right.
Can I tell you something about the Redskins? They've had lots of draft choices over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys they pick suck.
Should have gone for the marquee players, what you're saying.
That's why I was happy on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I was elated when I was watching the draft and I saw that the Indianapolis Colts were taking this guy from Miami. Because I thought, oh boy, the Redskins are going to get Ricky Williams. Now it's going to be good to be a Redskins fan. And then right away they break in with a bulletin. The Redskins have been on the phone with the Saints, and they're going to make the deal with New Orleans. Oh, I was so pissed at the Redskins.
Right, right. They had the fifth pick in the draft.
Yeah, they could have had it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had him.
But don't they get a couple of number ones next year or something like that? Like three? Don't they get three for first round picks next year?
Okay, I say again, with the guys that have been picking for the Redskins,
right?
You might as well have a room full of monkeys throwing darts at a board with the picks the Redskins have made recently. I have no faith in the Redskins' draft ability.
Okay, if you're going on the assumption that Ricky Williams would put this team into the playoffs right away, then
put it in the time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the time capsule that Ricky Williams. He's the man.
So do you think he's going to revitalize the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah. Yeah, he's an MF-er, man.
All right.
I mean, I'm psyched on him. I was psyched on him before the draft, but I kind of lowballed it.
That's not the popular position. That certainly is not. Most people are saying they had a great draft, that they did very, very well, the Redskins.
The Redskins,
please.
Well, the Redskins draft history has not been, you know, stellar. Heath Shuler, Michael Westbrook, Desmond Howard.
One of the great guys the Redskins picked yesterday in their draft is a guy that won't even play until October or November because he hurt himself. Right? That's one of the guys that the brain trust that the Redskins picked.
Don't hurt me.
I just think that guy, Ricky Williams, he's it, man.
And he'll be the best athlete in the draft.
Yeah, you're playing in the NFC East, you know, where you got to run the ball.
Right.
The Redskins just screwed the pooch.
That's interesting. I
mean, well, good for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Good for New Orleans. Good for them. You run the ball 8 million times a game.
Well, Ditka has to get one in the win column because his, you know, his little moves so far since he's been down in New Orleans have not been fantastic.
So I was mad about that for a while on Saturday, but then I let it go. And I thought, well,
you know, it doesn't matter.
So Champ Bailey is not, in your opinion, the...
He's good. He's good.
But he's not what they should have done.
I don't think... Who are they going to hand the ball off to? Again, this guy, Stephen Davis, that they have, he's not a world beater. Listen, I don't want to turn this into a stupid sports show, but
I didn't realize...
I'm very hot about it. The Redskins had a chance to do something great, and they didn't do it.
Because I came in today, and I said, hey, they did pretty well in that draft. And I looked over at Don, and he was just, he looked very distraught.
Very mad.
Very, very uptight about it.
I am.
They should have done better. I was totally surprised by that. I thought that, you know, getting this guy would be good for them.
No, Champ Bailey's a pussy. Ricky Williams is the man. He's the man, M-A-N, man. Robbie,
yes.
Go in the backyard, dig a hole, put this tape in that hole, and come next December, dig that tape up.
Since you're going on the record here, got to make it official. So do you think that Ricky Williams will be responsible for the New Orleans Saints going to the playoffs next year?
No, because the Saints still suck. But Ricky Williams...
He'll run for 1,500 yards?
Should be fantastic.
And he'll get 12 touchdowns.
More than that.
Okay.
I would bet you right now on that. I would bet you right now.
Oh, I'm not going to bet against him.
Feeling good about betting right now because McGuire smacked another one yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that jerk.
That's five. Five for McGuire so far.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sammy Sosa didn't hit any?
No. See? No. Mm-mm. Couple of doubles or something, I think.
By the All-Star break. Hey, you know, if I decide to concede sometime during the summer, can I have Dennis over to my house, get it over with?
Sure.
It's like a convenient weekend that, you know, like maybe I...
Absolutely.
I have nothing going.
That would be very satisfactory.
If that would satisfy you...
That would satisfy you.
If he has, like, a 25 home run lead at the All-Star break,
sure.
I shouldn't say this. I'm retracting what I was just going to say.
All right, you stick with it till the end.
All right, till the bitter end.
Till the bitter end.
Till the bitter end. I just know what it's going to be is that it'll be the end of the season. It'll be official that, and then I'm going to have to do it that weekend, and then something horrible happened, like I have a bunch
horrible.
Of family. Horrible. And I will not be satisfied.
What a horrible thing to say. And the other thing that I want to talk about is sports also. You know, that on Friday I said some stuff about Gretzky, buddy.
Yes.
And maybe I'd like to retract some of that. Because,
good.
You know, I'll give you this. He seems to be a good enough natured guy.
I've heard great things about him.
I'm not a huge hockey fan, but, you know, the guy got all his ovations yesterday and...
Right.
And junk like that. You know what I don't understand? When a guy...
Got an assist too in his last game, which I thought was pretty cool.
When a guy retires, a guy like Gretzky, who's got more money than Jesus H. Christ.
Right.
Why do they give him a car?
Because they're stupid, like, front office management people, and they think that it's a gesture. You know what I mean?
And they gave him a big screen TV. You mean to tell me that Wayne Gretzky doesn't already have
exactly.
a big screen TV? And they roll these things out on the ice like it's Wheel of Fortune, and they expect Wayne Gretzky
mm-hmm.
to do a flip because they're giving him a big screen TV.
And you see his face? You know, he's almost... All they really did was embarrass him by doing that.
Right.
You know, he's kind of looking... He's just not the kind of guy that you do that type of thing for, and he's sitting there going, yeah, all right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I'm glad you came around on that because Wayne Gretzky is one of the real good guys in sports.
I was upset last week when every day he was drawing this decision out over whether he was going to retire or not.
You know, he had that one press conference which was just total confusion. He didn't. It's almost like he was battling with himself. He didn't know what he wanted to do. But then when he finally, trust me, I don't think he'll be making any kind of comeback. I think that's it for him, and he's out of there.
I read two things over the week. Actually, one thing was something you told me where you said what a nice guy he was on Friday. That everybody says Wayne Gretzky's not a dick. And I
Rod Langway, who former Norris Trophy winner, a good friend of mine who used to play for the Washington Capitals, told me that Wayne Gretzky was
John
the kind of
Norris
guy.
Trophy. Wasn't that the pretty guy from MTV? And that is his name. Remember that guy, John Norris?
I don't know who the Norris is. I know the Norris Trophy is what they give to defensemen, you know, in the NHL, but they're the best defensemen.
The Chuck Norris Trophy.
I'm trying to think. King of the Norris.
King of Norris.
King of the Norris.
King of Norris is.
Said that he's the kind of guy, no matter who, you know, what player, what low-ranking NHL player you were, if you wanted to get together with Wayne Gretzky and introduce him to a friend, you know, and get an autograph, he was the kind of guy that would make time for you under any circumstances. And that's Wayne Gretzky said, he said that somebody told him this, that he would never put himself above his other teammates. You know, as far as that's why he was always a popular player on the teams that he played on.
That's why we're so great also, Mike. I need to point that out.
That's good. That's why everybody loves us.
That's why we're so loved around there, because we never put ourselves above anybody else. Rob, what are you doing? I'm kidding, Robbie.
That's why we score so many goals.
And the other thing about Gretzky that I read was that, like, the team was screwing him around, that when he was out hurt, that they, like, put out a press release saying they're better without him and stuff. And I can relate to that, to a company not treating you as nice as you thought you should be treated. So, you know, all right, maybe I was wrong about it. Maybe he's not such a dick.
I heard he stretched out the decision because he wanted to retire. He decided to retire, but he just couldn't make the words come out of his mouth. He just didn't want to make that announcement.
Say, that wife of his has held up well. Hey, what has she been in? I mean, they kept referring to her as actress. Has she been in, like, pornos or something?
She was in a classic. She was in one of your favorite all-time movies of all time.
What's her name? Jenny Jones?
Janet Jones.
What movie was she in that I've seen?
Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
She was in The Flamingo Kid?
She was his squeeze. That hot blonde.
That is Wayne Gretzky's wife?
That is Janet Gretzky.
She didn't look like that on TV yesterday.
That was many moons ago. That was many, many moons ago. But I think she's always maintained her haughtiness, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. Has she ever been naked, like in Playboy?
I think
she
know.
Has, hasn't
maybe,
she?
Maybe, maybe.
Has she been nude in one of those magazines?
She was in Cigar Aficionado. She had a really sexy kind of...
but she wasn't naked in
she
that.
She wasn't naked, but she was dressed very seductively.
Hello.
She was very... I found her very satisfying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Gretzky also got like a lifetime pass to any major ballpark to go and see games.
Why give a guy that's a freaking billionaire,
right?
Why give him crap that he could go out and buy if he wants?
There's one thing I bet that meant, only one thing meant something to him, and I think when the commissioner of the NHL retired, not just the Rangers jersey, retired, there's nobody in the NHL that can ever wear that number again, and they've never done that. I think that's very, very cool. They might have done it for Gordie Howe or something like that, but it's very, very cool.
It's not a cool number anyway. Who wants to wear 99?
Yeah, it's not like I think they'll be hard. Well, kids growing up that were idolizing Gretzky,
I guess so.
You know, might have done that.
I guess so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, please. Wait till Wednesday for that. It's only Monday. Come on.
I'm just coming off a very satisfying weekend.
Satisfying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Janet Jones was in Playboy. She did Playboy Express. She was also in that terrible, stupid movie about the Olympics, where it was her and one other guy. They were, like, on their way to the Olympics.
Didn't she play a gymnast in that movie?
Yeah, she was a gymnast.
Right.
But she was in Playboy. She show everything?
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Top and bottom?
Top and bottom.
Really?
Like, incredible body.
No teepee shots, but, you know.
Teepee?
Teepee. Oh, you mean down there, her place?
Will you make a teepee with your fingers?
Oh, I got you. Okay, no. Well, that's generally not Playboy's bag.
That would be
right.
the land of Guccione.
Also known
or Flint, buddy.
Well, Flint.
Sure. Flint lives there.
Flint, get the pen light out.
Hello.
You know?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, Janet Jackson was in Playboy, and she was Playmate of the Year.
Okay, Janet Jackson is Michael Jackson's sister.
You know who I mean.
No, who are we talking about? You said Janet Jackson.
I know, I had just listening to...
All right, who are you talking about?
Janet Gretzky.
Very good, he just figured it out. What was her name before Gretzky?
Reno.
It's really...
No, not Reno.
Was it Janet Reno?
No, and she was Playmate of the Year, guys.
Playmate of the Year?
Yeah.
Really, how long ago was that?
I would say, oh, God, 84, 85.
I was going to say 85. Yes, 85 years ago.
Yeah, because she squeezed out all of his Nordic children.
Yes.
Between now and then. He had them all lined up out there yesterday. Yep. All of his blonde hair, blue-eyed, perfect Nordic Swedish children.
They look very satisfied with those
children. That was fantastic picture. It was great.
All right, Beach Town Club. Thank you. Gotcha. Appreciate it.
You know, when they showed shots of her... And she's getting all emotional, and she was, like, crying, being consoled. found myself strangely attracted to her like that. I don't know what that says about me.
Really?
Yeah. I just, the more she would...
It says, you like sex. Me like sex, you like sex.
The more that she would bawl, the more that I would be strangely drawn to her. I wanted to comfort her.
Sure. I've known that for a long time. Most of us on the show have noticed that you... You get turned on by a woman who's in pain or agony.
Crying.
It satisfies you.
It does. It does.
Satisfy me. Cry.
Vulnerable.
Weep for me.
I am not satisfied unless I see the tears.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Janet Jones was in Playboy. She was not Playmate of the Year, and she didn't show hardly anything.
Right, all the guys now that have every Playboy from 1980 on stacked under their bed are calling us right now. Do appreciate
pathetic,
it.
Isn't it.
Do appreciate it. You know who used to have Playboys? It was my Uncle Jerry. Bless his soul. And that was the best thing about going to see my grandma, was that I would sleep in Uncle Jerry's room.
Uh-huh.
And Uncle Jerry, in his dresser drawer...
He saved them.
Yeah, two fantastic dresser drawers. Mm-hmm. One dresser drawer had every Green Bay Packers yearbook from, like, 1950
right.
to the present. Like, it was, like, 72 and 73.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other one, he had every Playboy.
Mm.
Every single one.
I think most...
Damn, I was about 13 at the time. I used to love going to my grandma's house. I really did.
13 is the age to discover. I went to...
And this was in an age when you didn't have all the available pornography for our youngsters like we do now.
Exactly.
And there was no point and click in my day.
You'd have to stumble upon it. And it was, you know, from an older... Went to my father's college roommate's house up in the woods of New Hampshire, way back for, like, a football game. Mm-hmm. And they dragged me along, and they were going to have one of these, like, alumni parties and stuff. So, you know, little Mike, okay, well, why don't you just go up and watch television? So I went up into their older son's room, who was away, like, I don't know, in Vietnam or something.
My Uncle Jerry was when I first discovered his Playboy.
You know, I mean, that's kind of the timeline. And I'll never forget this. I went in, and I was putting my suitcase in the closet, and I opened it up, and there was a stack piled one right on top of the other, as tall as my shoulders, with Playboy, and
just so, like my Uncle Jerry.
You know, I immediately plot it, and I came back downstairs, and I said, this is like at 6 o'clock, and I said, Mom, I'm really tired, and I know they're having the party and stuff, but I'm very comfortable up there. I'm just going to, read a Sports Illustrated, and she's like, they were having their first cocktail. Okay, right. Dear, go ahead. And I was up there, seriously, from 6 o'clock until the following morning, and I've never been happier in my life.
And that's why, this is not a lie, I do associate the smell like of mothballs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
With because my grandma's house always smelled, when you walked in my grandma's house, the first thing you would smell was the mothballs and the smell of, you know, smell of death in the air. You know, there's so many old people living in that house.
Smell of death.
And nowhere would I smell it more than in Uncle Jerry's room, because
right.
Uncle Jerry was in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
so there was, like, his stuff was in mothballs in the
mm-hmm.
closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in there, and I would read those magazines, and
yes.
I would smell the mothballs.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Ah, the mothballs.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, look what I found. Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather round and have a listen?
Well, turn something on. I'm starting to think.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, did you hear the Howard Stern Show this morning? Someone said F Don and Mike on there.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Thanks.
F Howie Stifler.
Give him our very, very best.
F Howie Stifler.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
We sincerely appreciate it.
Well, our name might be heard in New York City very soon.
New York City!
There you go.
I can't say anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say anything about that. You know, it's on pins and needles about that this week. I think
yes.
we're going to hear. So we got a big deal happening. And I know I'll jinx if I talk about it.
Right.
I was waiting all weekend thinking we'd get the call over the weekend about that. So I had my pager with me. We're up at Ocean City, mm-hmm. right? And at one point, I was talking to my mother and father-in-law about this.
Right.
And I was describing to them all the parts that are in place for this deal to go through, to this big move for our show.
Mm-hmm.
And right on cue, beep, 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 the pager goes off. And because, you know, I want to make it out like I'm a big shot with them, I go, ha-ha, right. This could be the call I've been waiting for. You know what it was? High Speed Pursuit on Channel 4. And then I had to go through the exercise of explaining to my in-laws. I'm like, no, that's not the page I was looking for from my agent. And my mother-in-law came over. You know her, son, what is that? You know, with the southern way of talking. Son, what is that? And I said, that's a page that lets me know whenever someone is running from the police and it's on the TV station in Los Angeles.
Did she understand that?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Well, you know.
Yes, old people.
Technology. It took a while. I said, you know, in California, when the cops want to stop people, generally people don't stop. They run.
Right.
And they have helicopters and they follow them and they put it on TV. She said, well, why would they page you? I said, well, because I have paid them a nominal amount to page me.
And let me know when it's happening so I can watch it on the television.
Right. So I could go watch it. They just gave me that look. You know, sometimes dogs look at you when they, like, cock their heads. I don't think they totally got it.
That's interesting.
And I don't think they got it.
Go off not understanding it.
Finally, at one point, she said, well, does that mean you want to go watch it? You know, this is like 20 minutes later. I said, no, I'm positive it's over by now.
He's in custody. He's in custody, Big Frida. We don't need to watch it now.
All the good stuff's already happened. Hello?
Hello, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi, Don, and hi, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, God. It's such a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Sounds like it's a real pleasure to talk to us today.
It's kind of driving me crazy.
Really? Does our show sassify you?
Exactly. Very provocative show.
Yes, listen to this show. Certain ladies are filled with
satisfaction.
This is a very sexual, show.
It's a very sexual show. Sexual.
Well, I just want to tell you guys I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Do you mean it?
No, but love you.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I want to say Daisy Fuentes.
Well, maybe I do love you.
Ooh, that is satisfying.
Very satisfying.
Daisy Fuentes, she has to be the dumbest person on television, though, right?
She's so kind of stupid. Well.
You know, I was watching them goof on her on MTV, where they were having their big contest last night.
Yeah, the VJ contest.
Hire the new VJ. They had a whole show about their other former VJs, where they had, like, that guy John Norris, like I was talking about before, and Adam Curry, and Downtown Julie Brown. And
wubba, wubba, wubba.
I didn't realize that Daisy Fuentes had been a VJ.
Yeah.
Because there was one thread that ran through all the interviews with all of these former MTV VJs saying how stupid Daisy Fuentes was.
Oh, man.
She's easy on the eyes, though, yeah. Daisy Fuentes is.
Hacks herself into those dresses.
Mm-hmm.
She sure does.
Baby.
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 So you look like Daisy Fuentes.
Somewhat. A little bit bigger.
A little bigger.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
A little bigger, huh?
But also bigger in the intellect.
Well, who cares about that?
Thank you, though.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. It's immediate disqualification.
That's right. See you later. Have a nice day. Sorry.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Listen, you were talking earlier about finding the Playboys in the closet. I got to tell you, I'm 32 years old, and I went to visit my dad in New York, and he needed some help on his computer. So I was going through his computer discs, and the one disc that he had in the corner hidden in the back of his desk, unmarked, I put it in, and out pops every nude woman you ever want to find on the Internet.
Oh.
So it's not just the magazines. I guess in the 90s and the year 2000, it's computer discs.
Okay, thank you.
Find his floppy disk.
Thank you.
Dad's unmarked floppy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, I got the greatest place to hide all your porno. Got the greatest.
Really? Where?
Very simple, because I have teenage kids and the trunk of your car.
Yeah, but you never know.
No, you never know. Like,
have to go back in there.
You know, what if like my wife takes the car to go to the grocery store or something?
Keep it in a box or something. You know,
I keep it in a box. No way.
Can I be honest with you? Been there, done that.
Oh, and you got caught?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got caught based on, and, you know, all it was a lazy Saturday when, you know, when Fat Dad was on the couch and Mom wanted to run out and go get some groceries, you know, and took the other car.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just like, what are these? You know, the grin with, you know, waving it in front of me.
Exactly. That's why I just rent the movies.
You remember one we got?
There's only hell to pay once a month when the satellite bill comes.
Remember that one we got where you got the softcore version and they gave me the hardcore version?
That was Booptown, Mike.
Booptown is being waved in front of me and I had it hidden in my car.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
I want to tell you one time, me and my wife, we took some pictures, okay?
Of yourselves?
Yeah, and different poses and stuff like that.
Nude, hold on.
Well, I'd love to see yours.
Hold on, I want to talk to you about this. Was it you and your wife naked, nude?
Yes.
Sex poses?
Yeah, well, I'm just laying there naked, whatever.
And hold on. Before you get to this, what prompts you and your wife to take nude photos of yourself?
Just playing around, basically.
And were they simply nude photos, or were they photos of you two whilst you were in any particular activity?
No, just of each other. Nobody else was taking a picture.
Were you this half? Photos, or
that lingo is.
Do you know what that word means? You don't know what the word means.
Okay, were you follow us up?
No.
All right, so you open up.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm laying there. I'm dropping down.
Oh my God! Who wants to take a picture of themselves like that?
My wife.
Your wife. My wife. Why, she want to carry in her wallet?
Yeah, people bring out their baby.
You're talking
pictures.
A Polaroid, okay? Then we moved out of a house.
Right. Well, listen. There are a lot of people that like doing that. They're taking naked pictures of themselves.
Well, hey, listen. Get pulled over, okay? We moved out of a house. I had the pictures in my glove compartment. A week later, I forgot about them, okay, and I left them there. Got pulled over by a cop. I got arrested because they thought I resembled somebody who, like a pedophile or something like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't use that language.
Well, you can't use that language. Everybody, when they bring this topic up, they have to be deleted. You can't. You're the second guy now to use that language. You can't use that language.
That is not right.
I apologize.
That is not right.
But moral of the story.
Shocker, though, that the police thought this guy looked like a pedophile.
Were there only pictures of you and your wife in there?
Yes, just me and my wife.
There were no other photographs?
No, sir.
Was your wife very young looking?
She's like 28.
Okay, all right.
The moral of the story is don't carry anything like that in your trunk.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
His desperate attempt to make us him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Look what I got in my glove compartment. Then they arrested me and said I was some kind of pedophile.
Hello.
You understand, don't you, Don and Mike?
Hello.
Yes. You hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
All right. My brother-in-law was working over at your old studios at WAVA doing some heating and air conditioning work.
I hope I know where this is coming.
What did he find?
He was pulling on a vent, and something collapsed in the ceiling into the next room.
Was it from the engineer's room?
Yes.
And he found, like, pornography?
Two shopping bags full.
Like old, horrible pornography?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Is this a setup call, or is this real?
No, this is real.
I've heard this story
before.
Yeah, you've heard this story because me and Mike have told this story before.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That the chief engineer of the station, whose name I can't mention because when we talked about him, named him by name before, you know, he called up and threatened legal action like everybody does.
And he claimed it wasn't his. In fact, anybody that was ever associated with that room claimed it wasn't theirs. But I'd venture to say like five guys knew there was that stash in there.
But at WAVA, when they were remodeling the studios, and they were redoing the whole building, when they were like tearing down walls and stuff, they went in the engineer's office and they found the most rancid, like
old
circa 1950 pornography.
Like where he found it, I don't know. You know, where it was, unless it was like brought in from home.
But it was the exact same thing. It was like, it was hidden in the walls and stuff. And like when you took out the, they had these ceiling tiles like we have in here.
Gross.
And when they took them out to break the walls down, they found pages and pages of these.
And for my money, if you've got that stuff in the workplace, it means that, you know, you're enjoying a little quiet time at some point when maybe no one else is around, and that.
Well, we have it up in our office, Mike.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Centers and relaxes.
We do.
For the show.
But ours is on the coffee table.
Ours is not hidden. Ours is there because whenever we have like a business meeting or something, we love waiting for the reaction from the outside person that's sitting in the office when finally they work their way down to the coffee table and they see we have like the normal, you know, we have Time, we have Cigar Aficionado, we have like USA Today sitting out.
We have Out.
Yeah, Out magazine. And then underneath all that will be like a copy of Plumpers.
Right.
Or Fat Chicks.
It's the best. It's
over
the best.
50.
We like to just test people, see what the reaction will be. All right, guys, well, listen, I've... okay, you know, they stare at it. The meeting continues. Don's like laid it out perfectly, so it's right in the center.
Advantage yours.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I got the ultimate idea that has worked so far, and it's only had to happen once where you can, your videos are safe. You tape about 10 minutes of one of those boring high school movies you used to watch, old black and white ones like on the Sex Life of a South African Snail or something. put mean, that on the front of your video by the time the kids get through the first five.
All right. Okay,
unless you have, you know, I would like to say for that idea, unless you've got some sort of elaborate indexing system, you are begging for trouble there.
Right. Because, you know, if you're like me,
right,
eventually you'll forget that you got the dirty movie there. And it'll be when you have a room full of people over when you go, hey, listen,
right,
yeah, I got a good video to watch, and you pop it in, and then 10 minutes into it, you know,
right,
it's boob town.
Yeah. There's only one way to solve that. You know, easier to hide, and, well, it's called the wonderful world of DVD. There you go.
Yeah, oh, I don't have any DVD pornos.
I don't have any tapes anymore at all.
Oh, yours are all on DVD now?
Well, yeah. In fact, three. Three DVDs.
Flat, thin, easy to hide.
Three that we purchased. And I say we.
We're known. Congratulations.
It is known. But, of course,
she doesn't watch them with you, does she?
Once.
It doesn't matter if it's dirty.
Once, and then that was it. That was it. So now they're my property. But they're like CDs. So, I mean, you can hide those a little bit easier. And you also know exactly what you have because they're labeled.
It says right on there, porno.
On the porno. Do not view.
Porno.
Porno.
Hello. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Great, thank you.
This is really an embarrassing conversation, but I was down in West Palm Beach like last year, and I'm visiting my grandmother. My grandmother's like 70 years old, a nice church woman, goes to church every Sunday, and has some friends of mine stop by. So she was supposed to show some videos of me when I was a child, like memories and what have you. She puts in the video, like porno videos, Debbie Does Dallas. And it was the most embarrassing thing.
Now, were they your grandma's videos or were they your videos?
No, they were her videos. I didn't know she was like that.
Is there a grandpa around or was it just your grandma?
That's my stepfather and his old freaky ass.
So was he the catalyst? It probably wasn't your grandma. It was your stepdad.
No, it was a grandma-grandpa thing. It was both of them. Okay, I mean, these guys were in unison. And I was so embarrassing. I mean, how do you explain to your friend, your grandmother, and she had, like, none but videos. I mean, I don't know if it was a mistake or...
Grandmama.
Was it just one that she put on or were there, like, several?
Oh, no. She was just popping them in. You know, she said, look at this.
You mean when
so she had my, and then my, and my grandmother smokes weed, too. I didn't know about that either.
All right.
Hello. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'm Marvin Granny.
I'm over the river and through the woods.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I have the alleged Janet Jones Playboy in front of me right now.
Oh, really? All right. Well, describe it to us.
Okay. Well, it's very, 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 very... Well, okay. She doesn't show anything.
Well, give us the date. Give us the date.
Oh, it's March 1987.
87. March of 87.
Does she show her boobs?
Well, side views. And there's...
She show the nipple?
No.
Is that 87?
No areola or anything, no.
87. Is that pre-Gretzky?
Yeah, I believe it is, as a matter of fact.
Well, this guy said she doesn't show anything. None of the good parts of her boobs.
No, you can kind of see like the side of her butt in a couple of shots.
But does her body look good?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You see those pictures of Pam Anderson?
Huh?
The new ones?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, who can tell the difference?
Really?
Did you see the picture of her without her implants?
Where was there was a picture of her in USA Today,
yeah,
but that's
right.
That's pre-implant.
No, no, that post. Is post.
The only difference
right
I
here,
saw,
Mike. Take a look. That is her after her downsizing.
They're a little lower, just a little, but really not much smaller.
They're still huge. Yeah, take a look at that picture. It's on the second page. Look at that.
Interview after breast implant removal, she tells him.
Told you.
Well, you know, she had some pretty nice ones before she had the implants anyway.
Now they look great, though.
Yeah, right? Well, they...
I mean, really.
Before.
A little too big before.
Yeah, I agree.
Look at it.
I think that's... The caption says, in an interview
after breast implant removal.
Right, wow.
That is post.
That's after.
It's amazing. Look at that. Why'd she get implants in the first place?
They look fine. They look better.
Yeah.
They look much better.
And if she would take some of that makeup off, you know, she might be a good-looking woman.
Yeah, I mean, if she let her eyebrows grow out a little bit.
She does look very road-worn, though.
Yes.
Well, she does look like she's got, like, 200,000 miles on. I know she does.
Rocker Tommy Lee will put some mileage on you, if you know what I mean.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, the best thing about porn on DVD is a lot of the porns come with different angles built in. You can click buttons on there.
Okay, all right.
Oh!
Yes, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I don't know. It's very complex, that DVD. You know, you can do different things. I know nothing about the technology. You're saying different angles. Maybe there's some buttons I could push.
Hello.
I'm sure there's some buttons you could push.
I'm sure there's some buttons you do push when you watch that. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can we stop talking about porn, please? For Christ's sake, I'm trying to write a press release here, and it's not helping me any.
What's the press release about?
Oh, my press release is about a bar up in Burlington.
Is it a porn bar?
I'm sorry. Listen,
it is now.
They love talking about sex.
Yeah, it's great, but it's not helping me write this release at all.
Well, I'm sorry.
We always say, don't let your job get in the way of listening to this show.
I'm not doing it.
I would imagine that Pamela Anderson's breasts, now if I had to guess the size looking at this picture.
Does it look like the left one's a little smaller than the right one?
I think it's the angle of the picture.
All right.
I think it's that the left one is just more straight up.
Well, maybe
I would imagine,
lopsided.
Though, after that much surgery, I mean, you have to have surgery to put them in, surgery to get them out, but there's... Right. And didn't she have a problem with them at one point?
I heard a report on Friday.
What problem could you have with those?
She had a problem with the ones that she had, they had to go in and fix them. So she's like, I would say that underneath there, you probably got, looks like kind of like outside the suburbs of Belgrade or something like that.
I bet not. Mm. I wonder how we could ever find out. Now her breasts now, that's like a 36C probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Looking at them right now. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, I've drawn the little outline on my picture to show you what I think they might look like.
Enhanced version.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gave her some low riders.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Hello. Hello, Dynamite. Last call. Hello.
That was Pamela Lee. She decided to hang up after that.
I just did. My apologies. I just disconnected everybody that was on the line.
It's amazing, though, that
hang up button.
That's just, she never should have had them in the first place.
Those gross strippers that we've had on our show before. They come with the big, like, basketballs.
Over in
Florida. She was pre-boob job when we interviewed her out in California many moons ago.
When you wanted to ask her on a date.
When I did ask her on a date, she said no.
Oh.
It was a dare.
We went, this is a long time ago, man. We went to California. It was when Home Improvement was first coming out, she was the Tool Time girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we had her on the show. We interviewed her. Just absolutely boring as hell. Like, tedious talking to her. Oh. So full of herself. But Mike was... You were absolutely in love with her, smitten when you saw her. This is before she was famous or anything.
Right.
Will
you agree she was better looking, too?
Yeah, she wasn't all painted up. She was only the Tool Time girl. Mm-hmm. And this was, Mike was coming off his first marriage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you were in the dating phase. We all enjoyed that phase.
Very dark period for me. Very, very, many times my misery was exploited on this program.
And, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Like when the girl left you when you were in...
When I'm vacation and left me in Bermuda.
Oh, yeah, Mike tells the story about how he was just looking out a big picture window and her airplane was flying away.
I'm sitting there drinking a beer at 7 in the morning.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, very
sad.
Tragic. Very tragic period of time.
Fantastic.
But there were also some moments, and one of the moments was, hey, I'm single. I'm going to ask this woman out. And I knew I didn't have a chance.
Just a simple no is what you got?
I believe it was a simple no.
Yeah, no, she was...
No, I have a boyfriend.
You were mad when you came back to the table. See, because we kind of dared Mike into doing it. We're sitting at this big folding, like a big card table.
Right, right.
And we were in a room full of disc jockeys, and they were bringing her from disc jockey to disc jockey.
Right.
And I think we were the last. Mm-hmm. We were the last DJs that all the celebrities would see. And she walked away, and Mike was like, oh... I love her. So I said, go ask her out. We're in L.A. for the weekend. You're a single man. Go ask her out. So we watched him walk up. Now, we didn't hear the conversation. We only saw it,
I don't understand.
We all got a good laugh watching you walk up there.
Well, I sawed her up there. Hey,
you did your walk. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine why she shot me down, too, because I said something along the lines of, I had so much trouble sleeping last night because I was seeing you in my dreams. Beautiful. What's your sign?
That's when you're going through your gold chain phase. You had you had like a couple of gold chains on. And
had the fast car.
Yeah. You.
I walked up and I believe the answer was, no, I have a boyfriend. Maybe not even a boyfriend. It might have been...
I think maybe it was just a flat-out no.
No. I remember. It was no loser. No loser. That's
whatever
what
it was.
Ouch.
You were mad when you came back, but oh, did we get a laugh.
I came back.
We love that. We love watching you ask her out.
I came back, just saying, oh, she's so cold. Such a nice woman. Doesn't know what she's meeting.
Ice queen.
Doesn't know what she's missing, rather.
Hello, last call. Don Mike Show.
Next.
Hey, don't forget, she was on the Tony Robbins infomercials. Is that what got you to send away for the tapes?
She was in the Tony Robbins tapes?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson was?
Actress, yeah. Really? And how it helped her career take off.
Really? No, I didn't. I never saw her on one of those tapes.
With that horse tooth guy, Tony Robbins.
Think Tony Robbins ever saw her naked?
Hey.
Listen to this guy.
Hey.
He works Tony Robbins into it. That's like talking about getting thrown in the face with cold water.
Hey. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. No, he's already gone.
He's already gone.
Yeah. Already gone.
It's just as well.
Set his piece. He's shooting at. Get. Get. Go on, get. Okay, I'm on a break right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Giunta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Want to see Christine's feet?
Yes, I would. I would. I saw them briefly. She's wearing some kind of sandal thing.
We were just talking about Christine's feet.
She was wearing very strange shoes today.
I'm not a foot lover. I'm not a foot lover in the least.
I fall on the other side of that. I am a tremendous foot person.
Depends on the feet.
Mm-hmm. I don't like love with feet. I don't like feet in general.
I love feet. I love rubbing feet. I love having my feet rubbed.
However, we came in the studio. I can't picture anything worse. That would be like having to rub your feet would be like having to rub Selma and Patty's feet. You know, on The Simpsons.
Well, fortunately, my wife doesn't think so. She likes rubbing my... No, she doesn't like rubbing my feet. She rubs my feet, but because I have made her rub my feet so many times, she no longer... Delights in the tap.
Delights in it.
But it's not in a gross thing as much as... Well, yeah, it is in a gross thing sometimes when they're really sweaty. You know, like if I come home from playing golf...
And then you make her rub your feet?
Well, I don't make her. What I say is I plead, I bribe, I cajole, I sit there, I say, please, please rub my feet.
Rub my feet. Like Mother Teresa.
That's right.
Well, Christine, we were just talking about the fact that you have on sandals today.
I wear flip-flops all the time when it gets, you know, nicer weather. I have ugly toes, and I know that.
Can we see them, please?
All right, we're going to take a look at her feet.
They're very long toes. They're ugly.
I don't get, but you've got your that was such a brief look.
Oh, hold on. Just sit down in the chair and put your feet up here on the console.
Go ahead. That's like I often
make
do.
Make myself at home.
Yeah, make yourself at home. Let me check your feet out. Take your shoes off.
All right, checking her feet out.
Not a big foot look.
What kind of toenail polish do you have on there?
This is my roommate's. I just bought a new color today, so they'll be painted different.
Were they like purple?
Tomorrow.
It's like a sparkly.
It's like a sparkly red.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't know.
My favorite, but it's all that was in the little nail polish box.
I know she has beautiful feet.
I don't know if they're beautiful.
Oh, they're ugly.
They're athletic feet.
Ah. Are they really?
They don't look. They're not doughy in any way.
Put it back up. I want to see how far apart your toes are spread. Is there a lot of separation between her? I can't really see it from where I am.
No, but they're feet that look like.
They're clean.
That's right. They look like the middle toes. Now she's raising up her middle toes like tarantula legs. There we go.
I don't see like a bunch of hard, black, crusty stuff on the bottom.
No, that's a good sign.
I just know they're ugly. I know. You guys can
There's none of that, like on the underside of the footy, there's none of that, you know, that I wear a lot of sandals caked stuff, you know, that
right.
You see sometimes.
But,
yeah.
Your feet are okay.
Thank you.
Pretty good feet.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Christine.
Very nice.
You realize that's the first time she's ever taken anything off for us.
I know. We're very excited to start.
Right. That show is right, Buzz. It's a start.
So you're telling us there's a chance.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Buddy.
Hey, Bobby.
Buddy.
Hi, Bobby.
You know what?
What?
Since you guys are talking about feet?
Yes.
The doctor says that my tendons are too tight in my feet, so my toes curl a little.
Mm. You sure that's the tendons?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe my mom just made me wear too small shoes when I was young.
Or maybe, you know, you curl your toes when you're excited.
Maybe.
My feet are gross, man.
That's why they're curled right now.
Are they curled right now?
They sure are.
Of course they are.
But I'm from Sacramento, and I just want to let you guys know that I love you guys, and I wasn't mad that you guys weren't on for an hour.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you ever get really excited, do you ever, like, do you curl your toes? Like, do you find yourself clenching your foot?
Feet have nothing to do with pleasure for me.
But are you aware ever of you're probably not aware of your feet. You don't think about your feet.
Even when I make love with my wife, when I am totally naked,
right.
I always leave socks on.
Do you ever wiggle your toes?
No. I might move my legs.
But you said before,
but not my feet.
When you scratch with your pencil.
It's only when I have athlete's foot, Mike.
But you say that's you've compared that to a very erotic experience.
It can be erotic. Athlete's foot can be erotic until you hit blood. When you scratch so much,
right? But
that you hit blood. Now I haven't had athlete's foot for a while.
Right, but the foot is a nerve center. I mean, there's so many like nerves in the feet that feel good.
Are you or have you ever been ticklish on your feet? Like as a
ticklish?
Kid, anything?
Ticklish. Nobody's ever found out.
Really?
I've never let anybody close to
my
feet.
Not even as a little kid. You don't remember?
No. Stay away from my feet.
You wouldn't know if the bottom of your feet were ticklish?
No, I wouldn't.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to show you that for sure.
Thank you. I don't want you to show me.
I'm going
to
demonstrate that right now.
I don't want you to go get a big feather.
You have no concept of whether that would be a ticklish experience.
No, I don't.
You just,
I swear to God.
You'd probably recoil at anybody touching
yes.
your feet.
Right.
So that means they are ticklish, probably.
I don't know. I don't like my feet. I don't like your feet. I like Buzz's. I like Christine's. I like anybody's feet.
Have you ever had a foot rub?
No. Christ, no.
Really?
No. Well, first off, I've never had a massage of any kind.
Right.
But that would be the last place I'd let anybody touch on me would be my feet. Please. I'm embarrassed of my feet. My big Fred Flintstone feet.
If you ever did get a massage and they got down, would you say, no, don't touch my feet?
Right. Oh, I would wear socks. I mean, you know, just the other night when I had juicy relations with Frida, I was totally naked, really getting into it, but I leave the socks on. Because
hooded feet.
Because what I don't want her to do is like, you know, because I lost a lot of weight.
Right.
I lift weights now and stuff. I mean, I'm not Jack LaLanne, but I'm in better shape than I was.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't want her doing is looking at me going, oh, you look so good, then getting down on my feet.
And seeing the feet.
And going, oh, gross. So no, I always leave socks on,
but
always.
But the whole concept of feet is something that doesn't appear.
Gross. My wife is always saying to me, rub my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I say, honey, you married the wrong guy. I've never rubbed my wife's feet.
Really?
Never. Now, and I give my wife massages all the time. My wife has like these, she gets these little clumps in her back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like tension stuff where I have little knots in her back.
Right.
And I'm constantly doing that, like doing her shoulders and her back. I do that for her as much as she wants.
But no feet.
Never with the feet.
My wife and I have a thing called reciprocity where we'll both lie down on the couch and she'll be at one end and I'll be at the other end. And she has her feet in my lap, and, well, you know, because of her height, I have my feet, like, up around her ears. And,
hey, honey.
And we'll rub each other's feet, and we give each other, like, equal amounts of time, and it just goes on. We can go on for, like, 2 hours doing that.
Gross. That's gross, man. Hi, honey.
You're telling him he's gross?
Yeah, you know, he rubs Laura's feet while she rubs his feet.
You know, I was telling the woman who was giving me a pedicure today.
Oh, you got a pedicure. That's perfect timing.
And was massaging my feet. I was saying to the woman who was giving me the pedicure and the lady sitting next to me, gee, I wish I could get my husband to do this.
I just said that. Never. I would never do that.
Touch my feet.
He'll, no.
You know. You've got your areas, but you know, straight from the bathtub, sweet and not fun to see like yours are. You still won't touch them.
No. Sorry, we're out of time.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, "Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight." And let me leave you swinging.